This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
And good afternoon, everyone, from the beautiful Adams Central High School here in Hastings. It's time for Classic Hit 98.9's coverage of the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament as we bring you tonight's action between the folks from all over the Lou Platt Conference. We're glad to have you along with us here this afternoon as we bring you the championships, and we are getting ready to go in a little early today, but we're glad you're along with us here on Classic Hits of the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Doug Duda along with Mike Fleshman joining me here this afternoon. And Mike, I think we've already seen the champion crowned here in the team race.
Yeah, it certainly looks like Adams Central is going to win the title with 165 points right now. Second place, Wood River, 129. The battle's going to be for second place. Wood River and St. Paul only 4 points apart as we go into the finals.
Well, Adams Central, I think, won it something like 6 years in a row, and then Wood River has won it the last 2 years, but they come in a little banged up. Plus, they had a couple kids upset in the earlier rounds today, and so they are going to try and hang on for second. So Adams Central, Wood River, St. Paul, Ord, and Kearney Catholic are your top five, followed by Donovan Trumbull, Ravenna, Gibbon, Loup City, and Centura. Up first, the 103-pound championship, Christian Nielsen of Wood River taking on Seth Smedra of Ord. And Nielsen has already defeated Smedra twice this year, and he sets at perfect 24-0 and ranked number one in the state at 103 pounds. He was the runner-up here last year, and it doesn't take him very long, Mike. He gets right in there with the takedown.
Yeah, he takedown within the first 15 seconds of the match. Was riding it pretty tough, went out of bounds, so we're up 2-0. Nielsen's up 2-0 with a minute 38 left in the first.
In the consolation match, you'll have Miguel Pedraza of Gibbon taking on Riley Northrup of St. Paul. They are in the consolation match. They're wrestling two mats, one championship mat, one consolation mat. We'll try and keep you up to date as best we can on the consolations, but we'll definitely be focusing on the championship, and it looks like we've got an injury timeout there already as Smedra got twisted a little wrong on the bottom.
Yeah, I didn't. Thought I heard a kathunk, like somebody maybe come down on the mat hard, but can't tell exactly. Maybe they're looking at his
maybe lower
leg.
Maybe a cramp in the right leg,
yeah.
Too. Well, we've got an injury timeout, so let's hear from some of our sponsors. This is the 2010 Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament. We'll be back after this. And welcome back to the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Championships here at Adams Central. Smedra appears to be okay. And off the restart, he's trying to come off the bottom, trailing 2-0 to Christian Nielsen of Wood River here in the first championship of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament at 103 pounds. Nielsen got a takedown in the first 10 seconds, and he's doing a good job of riding. And now Mikey catches Seth and puts him on his back.
Yeah, Seth stood up and looked like he was trying to get away. And Nielsen did a nice job taking him right back to the mat, took him right to his back for a two-point near fall. Excuse me, three-point near fall.
It's going to be 5-0 with 30 seconds remaining in the first period. In the consolation between Northrup and Pedraza, they had a scoreless first period, and it's scoreless with 1 minute to go in the second period. Northrup of St. Paul and Pedraza of Gibbon. Right now, though, Christian Nielsen in total command of this 103-pound championship.
Got a double chicken wing hooked up now. Got 15 seconds left in the period. It's got a little time to work, not much, but Speedra's doing a good job of fighting off that double chicken wing right now. He's got him turned for at least points with 3-2. Not going to get it here in this first period.
More near fall points, but cannot get the stick. But a dominating first period here for Christian Nielsen. He is up 8-0 over Seth Smedra of Ord. Last year, Nielsen was defeated by Anthony Pacheco of Kearney Catholic in the finals at 103. Pacheco is in the 119 finals today, and he is unbeaten on the season. Nielsen, of course, coming in as a junior, and when you got an upperclassman in these lower weight class, Mike, it's real tough. They're usually seeing freshmen and sophomores. Not necessarily the case here, but Nielsen is dominant, and he's going to get a quick reversal to start the second period.
Did a nice job getting out of position. Now he got a single chicken wing on Smedra and got him turned over on his back for some more back points. So he's up 10-0 right now. Got another three coming. Turns him one more time, the match will be over with a technical fall.
Hasn't finished up his move here yet, so they haven't awarded the points. Now Smedra rolls through and looks like he's going to get the escape. That's the case, a three-point near fall. And now an escape for Smedra, his first point, but it's 13-1. Nielsen has the lead, a minute 15 to go in the second quarter, and he's deep in on a shot, picks him off the mat, takes him straight to his back. And any near fall points here, it'll be over.
That was close to a slam. You know, didn't quite meet all the criteria, evidently, but didn't get any back points out of it either.
Smedra, you could see the grimace when he came straight to his back. That's one of those that might knock the wind out of you and finish you off, but not the case here. 15-1, and if Nielsen can get one more point, it'll be over. They come off the mat, so a restart in the middle with 47 seconds to go in the second period. Over here, it looks like Petraza of Gibbon has earned the escape for a 1-0 lead, and now we have tied things up as Northrop gets it to start the third period. So Northrop and Petraza in the 103 consolations are tied at 1, and now an escape here by Smedra. He just cut him loose, so all Nielsen needs is a takedown, and boy, he just got him off balance and shoved him right off the mat.
Rolled him up out of bounds there. He's being very aggressive. You know, he needs to be a little bit careful. He might get called with some of that. Now Smedra's in right off the whistle on a single leg, and he's going to get a takedown out of it. He stays between the legs. He messed up there just a little bit. If Smedra stays between the legs, he's got a chance to put Nielsen on his back. But Nielsen's doing a good job fighting right up, getting back to his feet to try to get an escape or a reversal.
I think Smedra was a little perturbed when he got chucked off the mat, and he came out hard. Even though he was behind 15-2, now it's 15-4 on the takedown with 15 seconds to go in the second period, and Nielsen will get the escape. He's up 16-4 now.
Northrop over here in the third place match gets the takedown to end some near fall to go up 5-1.
And time will run out in the second period, but at least we got a little flurry, a little life out of Smedra. The Chanticleers there. It's 16-4 Nielsen after two.
You know, what looked like was going to possibly a technical foul early in the second period. We're into the third period with Nielsen going down.
Well, Smedra took up actually here, Mike, which I was just going to say isn't unusual because Nielsen picked he picked down to start the second period.
Gotcha.
So Smedra has chosen up here. I think he knows he can't keep, of course, if he can't keep Nielsen down, he's going to cut him here anyway, but we'll see what happens. 16-4. Smedra trying to keep him down, but Nielsen immediately to his feet. And Nielsen, a lanky 103-pounder. And our consolation match comes to an end. Riley Northrop of St. Paul, a 7-2 win over Miguel Pedroza of Gibbon.
Now, they're going to run him straight through. It looks like maybe they're going to run straight through. Instead, some places they'll award the medals right away. I guess we've got to get another match out of the way before we do, if they want to do that.
Nielsen will get the reversal here, Mike, in the third period. He now goes up 18-4, so he's up 14 points. He needs one more for the technical fall. But to Nielsen, who just dominated the first period and a half, Smedra finally got going, and he's trying to tip him here on the edge of the mat. A one count, and still a one count, and Smedra's able to kick out of there. A minute left of the match.
He's actually under near fall criteria for more than the time needed, but his shoulders are across the out-of-bounds line, so it's not a scoring maneuver.
Doug Duda along with Mike Fleshman. You're listening to the 2010 Luplan Conference Wrestling Championships on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. At the 112 consolation, Eli Van Meter of Gibbon taking on Jordan Westcoat of Wood River, and Van Meter with a quick takedown here in the first period. He's trying to finish things off with a pin in the first 30 seconds.
Yeah, he's got him taken down what would you call a barbed wire pinning combination. Van Meter upset in the semifinals by Zach Keating of Carnegie Catholic, actually by pin. So he may have a little burr under his saddle wanting to show things.
The match is over now at 103 pounds, and Christian Nielsen will win by a tech fall. 21-4, he got three back points on Seth Smedra. Could never pin him, but he picks up the win, and Nielsen goes to 25-0 and defeats Smedra for the third time this year. He'll go to 15-6. So that'll take us to the 112-pound final, where Christian Berry of Adams Central, ranked second in the state in Class B at 21-2, will take on Kearney Catholic Zach Keating at 12-5. And as you said, that was an upset in the semifinals, so Berry going to be a big favorite here.
Yeah, you would certainly think so with number two seed Barry, number two rated Barry, number one seed going up against number three seed and 12-5 Keating.
So Zach Keating getting a his first taste of some big-time wrestling here. And Adams Central with eight kids in the finals today. Five for St. Paul, four for Wood River and Kearney Catholic, two for Ord, Ravenna, Donovan, Trumbull, and one for Gibbon. Loop City has one kid left in the consolation. Centura did not score here today at the meet. Keating, a sophomore, at 11-5. 12-5 after the win today.
Keating with a Cobra maneuver for a takedown, and then Barry with a quick reversal to make it 2-2.
And we're not even quite a minute into the match. Back over to the 1-12 consolation. Van Meter of Gibbon still leads Westcoat of Wood River 5-0 with a minute 20 to go in the second period. But now Westcoat with the tip, and he has got Van Meter on his back.
Got a deep half Nelson, does Westcoat, and Van Meter is on his back. Not close right now, but he's in bad position. Not close to being pinned. He's certainly got near fall, 3-point near fall. So we'll be tied up here with a minute left in the second period.
And big points here for second place as Wood River and St. Paul are battling for that second place trophy. So Wood River could use the pin points here.
Absolutely, that's two extra bonus points for the pin, and you know, certainly Van Meter doesn't want to give that up.
Back to the championship match, as stalemate will be called. Again, Zach Keating of Kearney Catholic had the takedown. Barry had the quick reversal, and Barry's been riding him out here so far in the first period. 21 seconds remaining in the first period, tied at 2.
In the consolation match, Van Meter does fight off of his back, so it's a score tied up at 5-5 with Westcoat and Van Meter.
Back over at the 112-pound championship, it looks like there'll be no more scoring in the first period. So Barry of Adams Central and Keating of Kearney Catholic are tied at 2 at the end of the first period.
Kind of a wild one over here in the Constellations. Here, Van Meter's trying to sneak out the back door, try to get a escape or reversal. Time ran out, so we end up the second period 5-5.
Van Meter got the takedown and near fall for a 5-0 lead in the first period. Westcoat got the reversal of the near fall for a 5-5 tie. And now it will be Van Meter choosing down to start the third period.
Evidently went neutral over here for the championship match. I did not see whose choice it was.
So we've got both on their feet here, and Keating is going to be taken down by Christian Barry. Barry with a takedown, 1:40, 20 seconds into the second period. So Barry now up 2-0 over Keating of Kearney Catholic. There were a couple of upsets today. We'll talk about those. One of the big ones is not too far away at 125. Tyler Joseph, a 7 seed, has made it into the finals.
Yeah, that was a pretty big upset, and not your typical loaded bracket where you got six or seven kids with winning records. I believe Joseph had a losing record coming in, and hit a couple of surprises, and he finds himself in the finals.
Back over to the consolation. Eli Van Meter of Gibbon has gotten a reversal here, 40 seconds into the final period. So Van Meter of Gibbon now leads Westcoat of Wood River 7-5 in the 1-12 consolations. And back over the championship match, looks like we got a tip for Christian Barry. He's just going to get 2 points.
Christian Barry got a hip tip for 2 points on Keating. Van Meter gets the fall in the 4:03.
So Van Meter of Gibbon takes third at 112 pounds. They'll wrestle him through to 140, and then we'll be looking at the medal round. Doug Duda and Mike Fleshman with you here. This is the 2010 Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Championships, our 13th consecutive year of bringing you the finals here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. We're getting ready for the 119-pound championship, it looks like, and that's going to be Anthony Pacheco of Kearney Catholic and Austin Starkey of St. Paul. So we're going to have two championship matches going on at the same time here. At the 112, it's still 6-2, and that will be the end of the second period. Christian Barry of Adams Central has a 6-2 lead over Zach Keating of Kearney Catholic. Barry 21-2, Keating 12-5 on the season. Now at 119, Anthony Pacheco of Kearney Catholic. He has beaten Austin Starkey of St. Paul already this year. It's one of two matches between state-rated wrestlers. Pacheco, 20-0, is ranked second. Starkey is 21-4, and he is ranked fifth.
And both these guys are state medalists from last year. Pacheco, a fifth-place medalist at 103. Starkey, a sixth-place medalist at 112 last year.
Starting the third period, Barry on bottom, trying to get out of there and pick up some more points. Well, excuse me, he has already done that. It's 8-2, and now he's looking to put Keating on his back.
I missed that the other 2 points. It may have been another tip or something of that sort at the end of the period.
8-2 as we go with minute 20 to go in the third period of play. Back to the championship at 119. In on a shot is going to be Pacheco.
Yep. He had a nice sucker dragging out from underneath Starkey and got a two-point takedown.
So Starkey on the bottom side here. Starkey, the 112-pound conference champion last year, winning in the finals 9-2. So now he's taking on Pacheco. They were the 103 and the 112-pound champions last year. Pacheco won 103, a beating Nielsen of Wood River. So you've got two kids that won championships last year going for the 119 championship here today.
That mean? Good gravy.
There's a potentially dangerous call there as Starkey had the leg of Pacheco a little out of proportion. So back to the mat they go. A minute 20 into the first period. Pacheco's up 2-0 over Starkey. And off the whistle, Pacheco got a tip, but Starkey able to roll through, but Pacheco is in control right now.
Got a high half. Nelson's trying to get him turned to his back. Doing a good job controlling the action from on top.
Tries to circle, but now loses control.
Keating's got turned again over here by Christian Berry. Berry's now up 10-2 with some more points coming.
And in the last 10 seconds here, it doesn't look like he's going to get the pin, but it does look like he's going to get a major decision here for Adams Central as time runs out. Final score will be 13-2. So Christian Berry, after getting a pretty tough first period out of a Zach Keating, is able to get the job done here and win it by a score of a 13-2 in a major decision. Back over here in the 119 championship, we had a reversal by Austin Starkey to tie it at 2, and now Starkey will take down to begin the second period. So 2-2 between Starkey of St. Paul and Pacheco of Kearney Catholic. We get ready now for the 125-pound consolation, or 119 consolation, Dan Proskuchel of Ord and R.J. DeLeon of Wood River. DeLeon of Wood River last year was in the finals at 112. That's who Austin Starkey beat. So tough weight class, of course, here at 119 with Starkey and Pacheco wrestling for the championship.
DeLeon ends up in the number four seed. Pacheco must have got a reversal here to go up 4-2. Back to DeLeon, was four seed, had Pacheco in the semifinal. So Pacheco beats DeLeon, Starkey beats Prostasil, and they end up Prostasil and DeLeon in for third place.
We had a little tip over here for near fall points for Pacheco, Mike. Starkey was on bottom to start the period, so Pacheco, he's been working him high, he's been circling him a long time, and he gets a two-point near fall. So Pacheco's up 4-2 over Starkey of St. Paul.
Again,
we come through the first period of the consolation. No score, Proskuchel and DeLeon. Again, in the consolations, the first period is just 1 minute. Championship, 2 minutes. So they get moving a little bit quicker in the consolation.
Pacheco doing a good job of staying in control on top, staying in good position.
45 seconds to go in the second period.
DeLeon takes bottom over here for Wood River on the consolation map.
So we're on now to the 119. Both the final and consolation are there. And there's a reversal for Berry. Pacheco just kind of slid right off, and Starkey pops the head out and ties it up 4-4 with 25 seconds to go in the second period of the 119 final. Again, Pacheco unbeaten on the season. He is one of three wrestlers today that are undefeated: Christian Nielsen, Anthony Pacheco, and then later we'll also see Scott Manson of Kearney Catholic is undefeated on the season.
That was a classic case of Pacheco getting a little too high, a little too far out front, and Starkey sneaking out the back door. Did a nice job sneaking out the back and scoring a reversal.
And time will wind down here, and we will go to the third period. All tied at 4. Pacheco of Kearney Catholic will get his choice, and he will take bottom. So Pacheco of Kearney Catholic takes bottom. Starkey of St. Paul tied with him 4-4 in the 119 final. Still no score in the consolation between Proskuchel of Ord and DeLeon of Wood River, and there's a minute to go in the second period.
DeLeon is trying to sneak around and get a reversal. But Proskuchel is doing a good job hanging on and ends up keeping him on the mat. It was close, but he ends up keeping him on the mat.
Starkey hasn't been able to do much at all from top. He hasn't been on top much in this match at all after that quick reversal at the very end of the first period. Tie things up at 2.
Two reversals there, and we got a tied-up match and with a minute and a half left in the third. So we'll see what Pacheco's got to come off the bottom. Either score a reversal or escape from a takedown, something of that sort.
4-4, a minute 15 to go in the championship at 119. Both kids won conference championships last year. Pacheco at 103 and Starkey at 112. Pacheco beat Starkey earlier this year, and there's not a whole lot going on right now. Pacheco's trying to find that near side ankle and trying to lock up what looks like a half Nelson there is Starkey.
Well, yeah, Starkey's got it right in his left ankle on Pacheco and doing a good job of riding him. You know, I'm sure the Kearney Catholic coaches are going to be looking for a stall call here, but Pacheco's not actually doing a whole lot off the bottom either. So, you know, neither guy's doing much, but Pacheco's being the beneficiary of that right now.
Just 35 seconds left now. Pacheco's got to be looking for just getting that one-point escape. It's 4-4 with 30 seconds left. A little roll through there. They're coming towards the edge of the mat. In the consolation, De Leon got a reversal. He's up 2-0 as they go to the third period over Proskauer.
That might be what Starkey's looking to do is just ride him out, go to overtime and try to get a takedown in overtime.
15 seconds. Pacheco hasn't been able to escape. He also doesn't want to make a mistake here. 10 seconds to go. They're on the edge of the mat. Pacheco looks up at the clock. 5 seconds to go. And it looks like we're going to take the 119-pound final into overtime.
And, you know, Pacheco tried a couple little grandier shoulder rolls there, and that's a little bit dangerous with somebody riding the ankle and the wrist like that. So we go to overtime, 4-4.
So here we go, 1 minute overtime. First to score, or else it gets a little exciting when we get to double overtime.
Oh, yeah, then it gets kind of wild. But we'll get to see what happens here with this first period of the overtime.
The only takedown came in the first period by Pacheco. He's in on a single leg, but not a very good one, Mike.
No, he's kind of getting strung out here, and he better get his hips around and face him, or Starkey steps over that near ankle, he can end up with a takedown. So should be a stalemate here, or there it is, a stalemate for the wrestlers in a position where neither can really improve.
Stops the clock, 34 seconds to go in overtime. Pacheco of Kearney Catholic and Starkey of St. Paul tied at 4 in the 119-pound conference championship. Starkey fakes a little shot, and Pacheco ties him up on the head.
Looked like Pacheco was trying to get into a front head and arm type series, but then Starkey didn't want to have anything to do with that. Now there was a collar and elbow, classic lockup.
Uh-oh.
There's a nice throw by Pacheco. That was a very nice throw by to a cobra position for a takedown. That was a very nice takedown.
Pacheco gets the takedown, and Kearney Catholic Anthony Pacheco remains unbeaten on the season, and he will down Austin Starkey of St. Paul 6-4 in overtime to claim the 119-pound championship. So three finals and all three number one seeds have come through to win so far. Christian Nielsen of Wood River, Christian Berry of Adams Central, and Anthony Pacheco of Kearney Catholic. Back over at the 119-pound consolation, it is De Leon of Wood River leading Proskauer of Ord by a score of 2-1 with 40 seconds remaining in the entire match. Coming up now, the 125-pound championship, where the unsung youngster Tyler Joseph, who came in 5-15, wins two matches today, and now he takes on Garrett Lambrick, who's 22-1 out of Wood River. And for Garrett, he's ranked number one and number three, depending if you look at HuskerMat rankings, HuskerMat.com, or the Coaches Association rankings. Lambrick was the 119-pound champion here last year.
Ended up third-place medalist in the state at 119 also last year. So on paper, it would be a mismatch, but all day it's been a mismatch for Mr. Joseph, and he's come through with a pin of the number two seed and a 5-3 win over the number three seed. So,
in fact, back-to-back championships for Garrett Lambrick. He's won it the last 2 years. He's going to get a takedown and didn't like what he wants. He's going to just cut Joseph. This is one of those where it's such a mismatch. Lambrick is looking for a takedown to the back, and if he doesn't get it, he's probably going to cut him, and they'll bring him back to his feet.
And that may have been something that the coaching staff saw. I missed a semifinal match. They may have saw that in the earlier matches. Maybe, this Joseph might be awful tough off the bottom, and you know, getting a Granby Peterson or something of that nature. So they don't want to wrestle him on the mat. They'll just go on their feet where they think they've got the advantage.
Our 119-pound consolation has come to an end, and R.J. De Leon hangs on for a 2-1 win over Dan Proskauer of Orr. Pretty good match there when you're taking on a kid that was in the finals last year in De Leon. He wins it by a score of 2-1. 125-pound final It is now 4-1 after another takedown by Garrett Lambrick. They come off the mat, so a restart in the middle. 4-1 Lambrick, 35 seconds to go here in the first period as he leads Tyler Joseph of Adams Central. Adam Joseph is the number one seed and in the finals at 130 pounds.
Lambrick with the near side wing and wrist has Joseph turned over for near fall points now. Not real good there. Now he stinches up a little bit.
Ravenna and Donovan Trumbull in the 125 consolation right now. Kyle Kruger of Donovan Trumbull, Storm Rap Hoffman of Ravenna, and it looks like we've got some blood time here. Two-point near fall made it 6-1, so we've got a little blood time. Let's take a break in this Lambrick-Joseph match. We'll be back with more of the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Meet right after this timeout. Doug Duden along with Mike Fleshman, our producer-engineer Grant Sparks. We're at the Adams Central High School 2010 Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Championships, and we're in the 125-pound weight division in both the championship and the consolation, and we're about to wind down the first period here in the championship. A Lambrick, a little blood time there, has a 6-1 lead over Tyler Joseph of Adams Central, and he's going to try and get a little tip here before the end of the period, which he does.
Right back to that wing and wrist that he had Joseph in trouble with at the beginning of the, or just before the blood time. Get another 2 points out of near fall out of the situation.
So Garrett Lambrick of Wood River, an 8-1 lead over Tyler Joseph of Adams Central, and they'll go both up here.
Lambrick chose neutral. Again, he must feel that's where he's got the advantage on Joseph.
Back over to the consolation match. It is Ravenna's Rathi Hoffman leading Kruger of Donovan Trumbull 4-2 in the 125-pound consolation. Shot in that time by Lambrick. Joseph able to avoid it and come up with an escape.
Actually, I believe did you say Kruger up 4-2 or Rathi Hoffman?
I got Ravenna up 4-2.
Yes, you're correct. I'm sorry. I got there. The legs tangled up and then missed the ankle bands.
Mean game of Twister going on over there in the consolation match. Hey, a quick mention here, Mike. Grand Island Senior High, the number one team in the entire state of Nebraska, is at the top of the Rockies meet going on out in Colorado, which they went to the Clash and performed pretty good. And this is not a dual tournament. This is a regular bracketed out tournament, individual tournament.
Yeah, 35 teams out there, so awful big brackets. As it sits, after the quarterfinals, Grand Island has 6 in the semis. Reedy, Rodriguez, Leach, 71-pound Westerby, Taylor, and the 215-pound Westerby are all in the semifinals. They haven't seen any updates as far as finals yet. Grand Island's up by 28 points.
And now back to the 125-pound championship. Lambrick with a takedown of Tyler Joseph. It's now 10-1, and he is going to tip him high, and there is a stick. He's going to get the pin at the 323 mark. Our
nice,
first pin of the final.
Nice double chicken wing by Lambrick there. Just walked it around, sat through with it, and stacked up Joseph for the fall.
6-2 now. Rathi Hoffman has the lead. As they go to the third period, 6-2. Rathi Hoffman, Ravenna leading Kyle Kruger of Donovan Trumbull in the consolations at 125 by a score of 6-2. 130-pound final coming up. Another battle of rated wrestlers. 24-3, fifth-ranked Adam Joseph of Adams Central, and Derek Holt, 18-6 out of St. Paul, 6th-C. Big thing to remember here, too, Mike, Adams Central, a Class B school. And so anytime you're in with the rankings for Adams Central, you got to figure, okay, throw out the scut wrestler, and then you have the rest of the state.
Yeah, and this should be a pretty good match. We have Joseph that was a state medalist last year at 125, finished 4th. And Holt was a qualifier last year.
Adam Joseph was the runner-up in conference last year at 125 to Michael Rogers of Kearney Catholic. Rogers not in the meet today, and so he has not having a chance to defend his title. 30 seconds in, no score between Adam Joseph and Derek Holt. Back over to the consolation. Kruger of Donovan Trumbull finally gets things going. He gets a reversal but still trails Rathi Hoffman of Ravenna 8-4 with a minute to go in the match.
Kruger's on top now, trying to work some cross-face series or double armbar series, but Rathi Hoffman doing a good job of fighting it off.
Joseph and Holt tied up a couple of times. They break loose. They come back to the center of the mat and re-engage. A minute to go here in the first period.
Classic hand fighting here, trying to get position, trying to get get an angle, get a shot on your opponent, and both doing a good job of working the angle and both doing a job fighting off the angle.
Second meeting of the year between the two. Joseph winning it. That's why he's the number one seed today and holds the number two seed coming through. And there Joseph shucks off the shot and almost fell backwards onto his own back, but they come out of bounds. There's a good recovery there by Holt of St. Paul.
That was another slide-by or throw-by type attempt by Joseph and a good counter by Holt.
And here in the consolation, it's all over. Storm, Raffi Hoffman of Ravenna, a 12-4 winner over Kyle Kruger of Donovan Trumbull in the consolation. So 1:30 is going on now, and again, still no score here in the final between Adam Joseph and Derek Holt. 15 seconds to go. We've got just a couple of lockups, really maybe one true shot attempt taken here in the first period.
It looks setting up to be one of your classic. Another throw by Joseph, another good counter by Holt. 3 seconds left. This looks setting up to be your classic pick down to win it in the third period. You know, we get an escape in the second period, an escape in the third period, and then whoever gets the takedown is going to win.
And we come to the end of the first period. We are scoreless between Joseph of Adams Central and Derek Holt of St. Paul. We'll take a break and be back with more high school wrestling right after this. Time out. And welcome back to high school wrestling here at the Lou Platte Conference Tournament. 2-0. A takedown here by Adam Joseph to start the second period over Derek Holt of St. Paul in the 130-pound final. So he's now up 2-0. Joseph of Adams Central over Holt of St. Paul, 2-0. And we're just 30 seconds here into the second period. Over in the consolation at 1:30, Heath Maurer of Donovan Trumbull had a first period takedown over Jeff Foth of Ord. And it's 2-0 as they begin the second period. And now an escape by a Foth will make it 2-1.
And over here, Holt had a nice switch and re-switch to get a reversal on Joseph to tie it up 2-2. Now there's Joseph coming on his own switch and takes the lead 4-2.
A minute to go in the second period at the 130-pound final so far today. All the number one seeds have won. Christian Nielsen of Wood River by a tech fall, 21-4. Christian Berry of Adams Central by a major decision, 13-2. Anthony Pacheco of Kearney Catholic in overtime over Austin Starkey of St. Paul, 6-4. And then Garrett Lambrecht of Wood River by pin, 3-23. 4-2, Adam Joseph of Adams Central leading Derek Holt of St. Paul, 35 seconds to go in the second period. All the scoring has been here in this second 2 minutes.
Joseph doing a nice job. Making sure that he doesn't get his switch going again. Looks like Joseph's trying to get a cross-face cradle maybe hooked up. I think we got
a one-point locked hands, didn't we? Make it 5-2? No?
Unless he called it for stall. It wouldn't be a locked hands. The point went to Joseph, and I missed that.
An illegal or a tech point, whatever it is going to go to Adam Joseph. He was on top, so I don't know if he poked him in the eye or what he did there, but it was a real quick signal for the 1 point. So we come to the end of the second period, and Adam Joseph of Adams Central is up 5-2, and he will choose bottom to start the third period.
That's interesting. That had to be a stall call on Holt. The other calls, he would have stopped the match. Now Holt trying a little hip tip of his own on Joseph, but Joseph did a good job of fighting that one off.
Doug Duda along with Mike Fleshman here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, and Donovan, and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. We've got an escape here for Joseph.
Holt just pretty much gave Joseph the escape. He was looking like he was going to get out or get a reversal anyway, so pushed him away, give up one, not two. So we're 6-2, a minute and a half left in the third.
Over at the consolation, they are going to finish up the second period here. And I think we're going to get a late takedown by Foth of Ord. A takedown and a reversal, actually. And I think your score is going to be 7-5. Heath Maurer of Donovan Trumbull, 7-5 lead over Jeff Foth of Ord. And they will go to the third period in the 130-pound consolation match.
Now we've got Holt over here from St. Paul in on a single leg. But Joseph did a nice job of kind of fighting him off and stopping him and get a stalemate on it. They go back up to the feet.
So a minute 10 here, and Joseph tries to go quick off the whistle, and Holt will back away. Holt now in on a double leg, but it's going to run out of Matt's room here, out of bounds.
That was a nice job. Joseph trying to look at some low single type stuff. Then he backed out of it. Holt shot in on a double leg. Had a nice double leg, but couldn't get it finished to get Holt, or excuse me, Joseph to the mat.
By the way, I want to mention Dave Harper doing the job here and his assistance for Adams Central as a Joseph, as we say that, gets a takedown. And Dan Lanowski, of course, serving our country, gone for an entire year here. The man that has built this Adams Central program into what it is today. And we want to wish him the best, whether he's listening live or on the podcast or catches up on this a little bit later. Hope everything's going well for Dan.
You can second that from the Plushman family. And thank you for your service, Coach Lanowski.
Down to 30 seconds to go here in our 130-pound final. We get another stalemate, but really Adam Joseph is in the complete control of this match.
I think the score should be 8-2. There we go. 8-2. That was a nice slide by takedown by Joseph. 25 seconds left. He's up by 6 and on top. So pretty well in hand.
So 25 seconds left, and Derek Holt's got to find a way to do something off bottom here and do it in a hurry against one of the most solid wrestlers here at the tournament in Adam Joseph of Adam Central. He comes off bottom, spin.
Yeah, he's
going to
get the reversal out of the deal. Oh, no, that's a good job by Joseph fighting it off, getting into switch position. We'll see what happens here. 10 seconds left. Joseph did an outstanding job getting his hips out and around, and actually now has had hold on his back for a little bit there. Outstanding job by both wrestlers. No points scored there. Holt doing a nice job coming around on Joseph, and Joseph did a good job getting his hips out, getting the switch, and negating that reversal by Holt.
So 8-2, Adam Joseph of Adams Central gets the win over Derek Holt of St. Paul, and a really good finish here at the 130-pound consolation as Jeff Both of Ord has taken Maurer of Donovan Trumbull to his back and turned a 7-5 deficit into a 10-7 win for Jeff Both of Ord. He'll get the win in the 130-pound consolation match. We've got another battle of Adams Central and St. Paul here in the championship as Alex Stepanek of St. Paul, 22-3, ranked 6th of the state, takes on 19-10 Ryan Alexander of Adams Central. And Alexander was one of the surprises in the semifinal. He upset A.J. Svitek of Wood River. He was down 6-2 and came back and got the pin at the 4:30 mark. So Alexander advances on here into the finals, and that is one of the big point swings in the Adams Central Wood River team race.
Yeah, you certainly, that's 12 to 14 point advancement for whoever wins. Then you add 2 points for the pin on it, that makes it a 14 point. Adams Central scores 14 where Wood River should have scored probably 12, so you're looking at a 26 point swing.
And I'll tell you what, when you're taking a look at where the team score was coming into this round, that makes a big, big difference. And again, Adams Central has this baby wrapped up, but a 26-point swing, they are up by 35 points.
That makes
36
it awful,
points.
Yeah, makes it awful tight here in the middle of the final round.
135-pound consolation. Justin Melia of Ord will be taking on Svitek of Wood River, and so Melia will have his hands full here against the kid that came in as the number two seed and probably not very happy. But through the first 50 seconds, there is no score. We do have a score here from Stepanek of St. Paul. He gets the takedown.
Yeah, and then he comes up Alexander comes up and Stepanek basically just pushes him away, content to work back on their feet.
2-1 your score here in the 135-pound final as we move along here in the 2010 Lou Platte Conference Championships. And a mistake there for Alexander. He gets thrown to his back and able to roll out of it, but it looked like that time Stepanek was just too strong and really got him in trouble.
Well, it looked like maybe Alexander was trying the old Lincoln McIlravey boot scoot, try to get a kind of sit down on your fanny to get underneath your opponent, and Stepanek did a good job stopping him. Now he's got him turned over on his back. Oh, got a one stroke, but not two. But Stepanek did a good job stopping him and almost put him on his back off his own takedown.
Well, Stepanek will get the award for fanciest socks here today. Alex Stepanek of St. Paul leading it 4-1 now as the first period will come to an end over Ryan Alexander of Adams Central in our 135-pound final. No score between Melia of Ord and Svitek of Wood River in the first period, and Melia will be on bottom to start the second period. Scott Madsen of Kearney Catholic and Cody Gilliland of Adams Central are coming up next. and we will also have a recap if you've missed any of the results so far. I think they're going to break and award medals after the 140-pound weight class, and we'll recap on where we are at that time. But to start the second period, Stepanek and Alexander go neutral. We've already seen that quite a bit today, Mike. I'm starting to see more of that where the wrestler's not choosing bottom. He's choosing to go both up, and most of the coaches are telling me that's from this off-season freestyle-type wrestling.
Yep. Absolutely freestyle and Greco-Roman. There's a nice front quarter now by Stepanek on Alexander. Doesn't have him turned yet. Alexander's hanging onto the leg of Stepanek, but he's working hard to get him turned. Now, if he gets around the corner, there he goes. He got around the corner, and he got a takedown, and now he's scoring near fall. Stepanek with the takedown and near fall.
6-1, a minute to go here, and now trying to switch out Alexander, and he is able to get out of there and gets the escape.
Alexander did a nice job trying to roll through that front quarter. Almost had, Stepanek tried to catch a headlock and missed it, but instead of letting Alexander get a reversal on him, Stepanek stood up and gave him an escape.
And now Svitek trying to pin Milia with just 15 seconds left in the second period. It had been scoreless for a long time, and he finally got Milia to his back. 8 seconds left, haven't got the pin called yet here in the consolation match. Milia trying to fight it off, 2-1, and he'll survive. He'll survive. A lot of people thought that was a pin. Svitek of Wood River, a 5-0 lead over Milia Ward on the reversal and the near fall as they go to the final period. Back over here in the championship, Stepanek at 135, leading Ryan Alexander of Adams Central 9-2. But Alexander's really working here, Mike. Give him credit. He doesn't seem to be shy. He's not worried about making a mistake. He's made a couple already, but he's staying aggressive.
Yeah, he's not backing down. He's continued to be on the aggressive. There's an ankle pick. He caught Stepanek and got a takedown right at the buzzer. I'm sure the St. Paul coaches aren't very happy with that. Number one, getting caught with an ankle pick, and number two, right at the end of the period, giving up 2 points.
So short time, 9-4. Now Stepanek, and again, they are going to go to their feet, so they choose neutral here, and in on the quick shot is going to be Stepanek. He's got that single leg secured pretty good. But
nice high crotch and does get it secured for a takedown. Alexander tried a little headlock out of that, but missed, and that's what gave Stepanek the takedown.
In the consolation, a takedown and a reversal here in the third period. And it's going to be 7-2. Svitek has Milia on his back again with a minute 10 to go here in the match. Svitek, who was upset in the semis. Now trouble for Alexander. He's on his back here for Adams Central, down 11-4 and a minute 20 to go in the match.
Yeah, Stepanek had the leg right in and worked the power half, put him on his back. Alexander's kind of rolled through that, does give up 3 points to Stepanek, makes it 14-4 with a minute left in the third.
Stepanek, he looks strong. I'll tell you what, from some of these younger kids, the smaller weight classes, Mike, we have seen some strong, strong kids, and Stepanek may be the strongest one we've seen so far.
Yeah.
Joseph strong, Nielsen really strong for 103-pounder.
Exactly. Another credit to the weight programs at these schools that they found the value in it, and the kids both in-season and off-season.
A little excitement in the consolation. Milia got off his back, and he's about ready to maybe complete a reversal here. If not that, he's going to get an escape, and he's trying to get the toss here, which could get him in some trouble. He's down 10-2. Svitek of Wood River up 10-2, 25 seconds to go.
He got a front headlock and was looking for a fish hook type maneuver on Svitek, but now he's got to try to roll through on a cradle. Svitek stopped him, and now there's a pin for Svitek.
Wow. Just that quick. Again, Milia trying to make something happen with not much time left, and he got caught in his move. He ends up getting pinned in 4:52, and A.J. Svitek will end up in third place. And in our championship, nothing changing here in the final 30 seconds, and time is going to run out. Alex Stepanek of St. Paul, a 14-4 win over Ryan Alexander of Adams Central. We'll take a quick break and be back with more high school wrestling in a minute. You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Championships on KKPR. Doug Duda and Mike Fleshman back with you here at Adams Central High School as the 2010 Lou Platt Conference Championships continue. 140-pound weight class on the mat. Unbeaten third-ranked Scott Matheson of Kearney Catholic against 17-9 Cody Gillian of Adams Central. Gillian, the number two seed, but really it's Madsen and everybody else, and Mikey's already proven that. He had a takedown right to the back in the first 15 seconds here, and Madsen's already up 5-0, and we haven't even wrestled 45 seconds.
Yeah, he's doing a nice job now riding Gilliland. Got a leg in and looking for a basket or maybe a banana split. But Gilliland doing it.
I like banana split.
Banana split. Yeah, we're going to hit DQ on the way home.
I'll tell you what, the sun's out. You can actually have one today. But 5-0, and he is in control here over in the 140 consolation. It is Dusty Stavavord and Tyler Roan of St. Paul. A scoreless first period. Roan of St. Paul chooses bottom in the second period.
Matson now working a cross face and then trying to turn it into a barbed wire. Gilliland doing a good job fighting that one off. So Gilliland's doing a nice job now after giving up a quick five. Trying to stay off his back. We'll see what Matson comes up with to try and get him turned.
Of course, Mike Fleshman, longtime assistant coach at Kearney High. If you're not familiar with Mike's work, but I know those listening on the web at kkpr.com are, and I can't believe they're not sending any hate mail yet.
Well, you know.
There's an escape by Gillian as the period comes to an end. 5-1 Scott Matson. Mike, I want to go to your coaching knowledge here. Say you're Adam Central's coach, Dave Harper, or any of his assistants. You're sending out a kid here that, in most eyes, is going to be really overmatched. What do you tell a kid like that when you're going in against an unbeaten wrestler for a conference championship?
Well, I mean, most of the time, I'll see now here we go with Gilliland shooting in on a high crotch and gets a takedown. Hey, dude, give it your best shot. Dude, all we're going to ask is that you give us 100%. You know, work your stuff that works the best on you. You know, they may have seen something that maybe they could get, you know, maybe a high crotch. They saw that Matson might be a little susceptible to. Maybe that's one of his best moves, and he just happened to catch it. But, you know, you got to give the kid at least a boost of confidence to say, hey, we're behind you. You get out there, and you got to do it. But, you know, we're behind you all the way.
Scott Matson will get the escape here, so we're both up as they come off the mat. They'll reset in the middle. Scott Matson of Kearney Catholic has 6-3 lead over Cody Gillian of Adams Central. And one thing we've seen for years, we talk about Adams Central being Class B. Sometimes they see a lot tougher competition, and here's a trip by Matson, takes him right to his back, and there's a stick. So just as quick as Gillian was in the match, it's over in 2 minutes and 50 seconds.
They went back up to the feet. Matson hooked up a head and arm. Stepped in on with an inside trip, took him straight to the back, and got the stick.
And that's where the difference kind of comes down between your unbeaten wrestlers and the kids that are trying to make some improvement, trying to get to that notch where hopefully maybe next year things will work out a little bit better for Cody. But pretty good job by him today. He's just a sophomore, and he comes in and he picks up that victory or gets to the finals. And then Scott Matson of Kearney Catholic comes away with the win. He was the runner-up last year. And this year, he goes again, and he has been a pinning machine. He's done it all but once so far this year.
Matson. And that's Gilliland had 2 pins coming into the final. So, you know, he pins Saul Aguilar Gibbon and Dusty Stavavord. Then he comes up against Scott Matson and ends up being pinned.
So we'll have a break here in just a second. We've got one mat going on. It's the 140 consolations. Tyler Roan of St. Paul was on bottom to start the second period. He got a reversal, and that's been our only scoring. So Dusty Stavavord is on bottom to start the third period. Roan of St. Paul has a 2-0 lead. We'll give you a recap and catch you up on the first half of the 7 championships and consolation matches. So keep it here. We've still got a lot more to go. When we come back, Matt Klingensmith of Kearney Catholic will take on C.J. Cosgriff of Donovan Trumbull. Jake Johnson of Adams Central against Cody Benj of Gibbon at 152. At 160, Blake Augustine of Ward against Isaac Olson of Adams Central. At 171, Jonathan Martin of Wood River and Justin Kapersky of Ravenna. At 189, John Muko of Ravenna against Jake Merrill of Donovan Trumbull. They wrestled to an overtime match earlier this year. At 215, Jake Meyer of Adams Central and Matt Costello of St. Paul. And the heavyweights should be a good one as well. They should have met up at Gibbon last week. They didn't because Aaron Robertson was upset. He got hurt, and Blake Thompson ended up winning that meet, and so they will battle in the heavyweight division. We'll take a break and be back with more of the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament right after this. And welcome back to Adams Central. I want to say a big thank you to our many fine sponsors that are allowing us to bring you high school wrestling here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, including Allendale Insurance, Weech Esteed, Bosch Welding, Bank of Donovan, Mel's Ag Supply, The Dew Drop In, CPI Mr. Tire, Shire's Pioneer Seed, and Aquila Limo, just among our many sponsors. Doug Goodell along with Mike Fleshman. We are here at the 2010 Blue Flat Conference Wrestling Championships. I'm going to tell you what, here at Adams Central, they're telling us it was going to be a 3:30 start. Well, we're halfway through the finals, folks, and that's the way it goes with wrestling. We were here with you at 2:30. We've been on the air for an hour. If you're just joining us, we apologize, but they got something going on tonight. Evidently, they want to go out and see the sun, or they want to go to the big basketball doubleheader over at Grand Island Central Catholic tonight, a boys' game that's a battle of unbeatens that you'll hear on 1230 KHAS in Hastings. But today it's about wrestling. Grand Island is leading the tournament out in Colorado, the top of the Rockies tournament. Kearney High is over at Lexington today in the John Higgins Lexington invite. And Mike Fleshman, the former assistant coach at Kearney High, that's always a fun meet. There's a lot of different competition over at Lexington.
Yeah, it certainly is. You see, you know, schools A, B, and C, class schools, you know, from west. You see Chase County, Imperial, to east, you know, Millard West comes out, and Lincoln Southwest is at that tournament. Millard North, I don't believe, comes any longer, but they used to come. So it was and there's also Kansas schools, Scott City, Kansas, which is a perennial powerhouse in Kansas, and Holyoke, Colorado is out there. So you see a whole wide range of schools and talents that you don't typically see in a year's time.
Well, we want to thank Jim Landwehr, the athletic director here, and all the great guys, Bill Carlin and Mr. Barrett, and everybody that is helping us out here bringing you the high school wrestling tournament. We're going to take a break, and we're going to give you the results from 103 through 140 as they are presenting medals here. So stay with us. We'll be right back after this timeout. And welcome back to high school wrestling here at Adams Central, the 2010 Blue Flat Conference Wrestling Tournament. We're halfway through the finals on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ravenna, and Gibbon. Here's what's happened so far today. At 103 pounds in the consolation, Riley Northrup of St. Paul, a 7-2 win over Miguel Pedraza of Gibbon. In the championship, Christian Nielsen of Wood River is a winner by Tech Fall over Sesame Dravord, 21-4. Nielsen now a perfect 25-0 on the season. At 112 pounds, in the consolation, Eli Van Meter defeats Jordan Westcote of Wood River. It was a really good match. They were tied going into the third period, and Van Meter gets the pin at the 403 mark. In the 112-pound championship, Christian Berry of Adams Central, a major decision over Zach Keating of Kearney Catholic, 13-2. Berry now 22-2 on the season. At 119 pounds in the consolation, R.J. DeLeon of Wood River, who was in the finals last year, a 2-1 winner over Dan Proskachel of Ord, and he'll take third place. And the reason he ends up in the consolation today, he got beat by Anthony Pacheco by a pin in the semis. Pacheco and Austin Starkey of St. Paul were the 103 and 112 conference champs last year. They face off in the 119 final today. It goes overtime. And Anthony Pacheco of Kearney Catholic remains unbeaten at 21-0 with a 6-4 overtime win over Starkey, his second win over Starkey this year, who's now 21-5. At 125 pounds, consolation winner Storm Rathy Hoffman of Ravenna, a 12-4 win over Kyle Kruger of Donovan Trumbull. And of the championship, Garrett Lambrecht of Wood River, winner by pin over Tyler Joseph of Adams Central, who's been kind of a surprise to make the final, wins it in 3:23. Lambrecht improved to 23-1. 130 pounds, consolation goes to Jeff Both of Ord, a 10-7 come-from-behind win over Heath Maurer of Donovan Trumbull. And Adam Joseph of Adams Central is your champion with an 8-2 win over Derek Holt of St. Paul in a battle of rated wrestlers. At 135, consolation, A.J. Svitek of Wood River, who was upset in the semifinals, wins by pin over Justin Milia of Ord at 4:52. And in the finals, it was Alex Stepanek of St. Paul, a 14-4 major decision win over Ryan Alexander of Adams Central. Stepanek goes to 23-3. And at 140 pounds, Tyler Rohn of St. Paul takes third place, 2-0 over Dusty Staub of Ord. And in the championship, Scott Matson of Kearney Catholic, winner by pin over Cody Gillian of Adams Central in 2:50 to improve to 25-0 on the season. We're ready to get into the 145-pound championships and move on. We'll be back with more of the finals right after this timeout on KKPR. And welcome back to high school wrestling coverage of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Doug Duda, Mike Fleshman here, along with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, as we get into the second half of the finals and consolations. In the 145-pound final, it is 22-1 Matt Klingensmith of Kearney Catholic, who is ranked second in the state of Nebraska at 145, and his only loss has come to Austin Wilson, who's ranked number one and is just a horse. I mean, Matt's brother Michael, well, that's Austin Wilson right now. I mean, he is just an unbelievable wrestler. Of course, Matt's brother Michael doing all-time winner in Class C, capping it off with another state title last year. He's taking on C.J. Cosgriff of Donovan Trumbull. And although Donovan Trumbull, Mike, is not way up the top here of the team standings, they do have two kids in the finals and a program that continues to grow over there.
Yeah, saw them over the last several years when I was taking the Kearney High JVs to the GICC tournament. Saw them up there. And they're doing a good job here, and, you know, evidence here, putting a couple of kids in the finals and you know, getting some kids that are going to score some points for him.
Klingensmith gets a takedown and then lets Cosgrove out with the escape. He's now going to hit him with another takedown, and that's going to make the score 4-1 with 40 seconds to go here in the first period of the 145-pound final. In the consolation, Dustin Anchetta of Wood River taking on Travis Dahlke of Ord, and Anchetta in on a single leg but not able to complete the takedown as the first period comes to an end, so they are scoreless there at the 145 consolation.
Now over here on the championship match, Klingensmith doing a nice job of riding Cosgriff. I've got a tight waist and a near wrist. Not doing a lot of turning, but not letting Cosgriff score. Now he gets a nice crossface going, but Cosgriff does a nice job fending that one off too.
Cosgriff coming into the bracket, not the number two seed. He upset Wood River's Anchetta 7-3, and those were, again, we hate to harp on it, but if you're just joining us, Wood River had a couple of kids that were upset in the semifinal round, and it really knocked him out of the team race. And we have the updated team scores here as the first period comes to an end. Klingensmith of Kearney Catholic, a 4-1 lead over Cosgriff of Donovan Trumbull, and Klingensmith will take bottom here to start the second period, and this probably won't take long for him to get off bottom.
Did a nice sit out and cut back, but Cosgriff did a nice follow. Klingensmith then stands up, peels the hands, and gets an escape. So it's 5-1, minute and 45 left.
In the team scoring, Centura did not score today. They're 10th. Loop City is 9th with 6 points. Gibbon is 8th with 52. Donovan Trumbull is 7th with 60.5. And just a half point ahead of them in 6th is Ravenna at 61. Kearney Catholic is 5th with 83. Ord is 4th with 90.5. St. Paul is now 3rd with 136. Wood River is 2nd with 148.5. And Adams Central is 1st with 174. Adams Central is going to win this tournament. Wood River looks like they're in pretty good shape to hold off St. Paul, but if a couple of quirky things happen here, at heavyweight in the final, Thompson of St. Paul takes on Robertson of Wood River. That could come down to decide who gets the runner-up trophy here this afternoon.
Yeah, and I haven't checked in the wrestlebacks where we stand there, but St. Paul's got one in at 71. It's getting close to being sealed up. They you know, have to be some tens and some losses for Wood River.
Klingensmith is having his way now with Cosgriff, a takedown and an escape, and now he takes him down and cuts him loose again. So Klingensmith, a 9-3 lead over Cosgriff of Donovan Trumbull, 30 seconds remaining in the second period. And over at the consolation match, it looks like Dahlke of Ord has picked up 2 points on a violation, and then he got an escape, so he's up 2-0 over Anchetta of Wood River. And yeah. Wood River, see, this is one of those matches right here, Mike. If Ward pulls off an upset here, that helps out St. Paul trying to close the gap in the second and third place team title.
Yeah, and that's something we'll keep a little. You know, most tournaments that you go to, yeah, you put 7 or 8 kids in the finals. That's gonna do it for you. But when the points get spread out a little bit more, you know, in those second, third, fourth place team races, the wrestlebacks is where you make up those points, and you know that these third, fourth place matches, you know, they're big matches here coming up the next 6-7 week classes.
We've come to the end of the second period here in the 145-pound championship. It's Matt Klingensmith of Kearney Catholic, a 9-3 lead over Cosgriff of Donovan Trumbull, and so Cosgriff is hanging in there. And the Klingensmith boys have always been pretty technical wrestlers. Michael last year got a lot of pins, but they'll work you.
Yeah, that's a reflection of being involved with wrestling for a number of years. I know I know the Cleveland Smith's dad, John. Actually, I wrestled him when I was in high school. But
I didn't know you were that young.
Well, you know, the dirt was just being born, so we're, you know, horsehair mats and all that good stuff. Go ahead and feed those. Anyway, but I know John helped start the Kearney Catholic Wrestling Club, bringing his kids through, and it, you know, is it going strong now, and that's part of the resurgence with Kearney Catholic Wrestling here, is that kids club is feeding it, and you know, that's all these schools. You see kids clubs, the tougher schools as a team have good kids club wrestling.
And don't forget, when we're all done here, it will be our wrap-up show brought to you by Klingon Smith Chiropractic Clinic.
Hey,
at Kearney.
How'd you like that segue? Hey.
I'll tell you, that's amazing. That's amazing. We thank Klingon Smith Chiropractic Clinic for crowbarring that wallet out of their back pocket and helping sponsor wrestling. But we love all of our wrestling, and we know John would like to have a lot of fun with him. We had some blood time over here in the consolation. We had a clock malfunction in the championship, so that allowed us to BS a little bit here on the air. Doug Duda and Mike Fleshman with you here for the 2010 Luplat Conference Wrestling Championships. In our consolation match, both wrestlers back on their feet. In on a shot there as Dahlke of Ward can't finish it. Good counter there by Anchetta of Wood River. They're going to come off the mat. 4 seconds to go in the second period, and Dahlke has a 2-0 lead. Back in the championship, there's a minute to go in our final. No change here in the third period. Matt Klingensmith of Kearney Catholic maintains a 9-3 lead over Cosgriff of Donovan Trumbull. They'll come off the mat, reset in the middle.
And that, you know, here, this is with Anchetto here with Wood River in a third place match. He wins the match at 3 points. So that, you know, that extends the lead for them over Wood River. So here we go. Each one's important as we go along looking at that second and third place as far as team.
Again, Wood River currently a 12.5 point lead. That's a pretty big lead with only 7 weight classes to go. And Wood River has Jonathan Martin at 171 in the final. St. Paul has Matt Costello, who will be the underdog at 215. And then St. Paul and Wood River match up at heavyweight. Klingon Smith trying to get a far side cradle and get things tipped here. But Cosgriff continues to battle for Donovan Trumbull. He rips the arm and gets out of bounds. And now an escape on the other side and a takedown for Anchetta of Wood River. And so to start the third period here, Dustin Anchetta gets his first points, an escape and a takedown to take a 3-2 lead over Dahlke of Ward, a minute 20 to go in the consolation match. Back over to the championship, it looks like Klingon Smith is just going to end up riding out the entire third period.
Yeah, not a lot of action, but you know that some of that can be the bottom wrestler, you know, doing what he can not to get pinned. A lot of times you'll see that with an outmatched wrestler, they'll just, you know, freeze up, if you will, and so they don't give up the pin. Doesn't even give up major points here.
Well, 9-3, and probably the least jubilant that you'll see a conference champion right there as Matt Klingensmith. He was the champion last year at 135, and he's the champion this year at 145, and he'll improve to 23-1 on the season. So a win there for Kearney Catholic in the championship match, and we're still waiting for our first upset. I think we're going to get one. I don't know where it'll be. We've got some really good matches here in the next couple as far record-wise, but all the number one seeds so far have won. And now at 152, Jake Johnson, ranked second in Class B from Adams Central, 25-1, is taking on Cody Benge of Gibbon, who's 24-3 but is unrated, and so maybe a little untested. And again, you got a B and a C wrestler going at it here.
And Benge had an upset number two seed Johnny Ferentz out of Ord with a pin in the
actually Ferentz was a seventh seed.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. That's the one beat Rodriguez of Venom. My bad. So you know that gives Benge a little bit of a better trip to the finals. But now he gets taken down by Johnson, and then Benge gets an escape. So 2-1.
And now back over at the consolation match, it looks like Anchetta is going to finish things off here. He's been able to take Dahlke to his back. He was trailing the entire match, and with time running down, he's not going to get the pin, but he is going to get a 6-2 victory. So a big sigh of relief there for Wood River. St. Paul needed Ord to win that match. That might be enough to secure right there the second-place trophy. 6-2. As Dustin Anchetta gets an escape, a takedown, and then a near fall here at the very end over Travis Dahlke of Ord.
Just as we say that, I mean, that puts him up 151.5 to 136. But now we see Barlene of St. Paul and Watts of Wood River wrestling for third place. at 152. So, you know, that can help St. Paul and hurt Ravenna.
Since the early takedown here in the finals, Mike, no scoring between Johnson and Benj. Johnson got the takedown. Benj gets the escape. They've stepped out of bounds a couple of times. And as you said, the 152 consolation, Derek Barlean of St. Paul, Andrew Watts of Wood River. Coming up, the 160 final, Blake Augustine of Ord and Isaac Olson of Adams Central. Augustine, another state medalist last year. And conference champ, I believe, if I double-check that. Yeah, Blake won the 152 last year here. Well, it was over at Wood River. Wood River, the two-time defending champion, not going to win it today. Adams Central will win it. Don't forget all of the final results in the Klingensmith Chiropractic wrap-up show when we get done here. We want to thank, as always, the many fine sponsors. Great support for wrestling, and we're glad to be a part of it here at Classic Hits 98.9. The first period has come to an end at the 152-pound final. A 2-1 lead for Jake Johnson of Adams Central over Cody Benj of Gibbon. And Johnson takes bottom in the second.
Yep, and St. Paul and Wood River over here at 160, Barlean and Watts 0-0, coming down to 20 seconds left in the first.
And Barlean and Watts met in the first round here today, and Watts won that by pin for Wood River, so you have to expect he'll be the favorite in this match right here. Got an escape over here now for Jake Johnson to start the second period of the 152-pound final, so he leads Benj of Gibbon by a score of 3-1. Johnson beat Watts by a pin at 542. Benj beat Johnny Ferentz of Ward by a pin at 215. And then Ferentz got decisioned out there by Barlean in the wrestlebacks 4-3. So a couple of guys that were supposed to make it a little deeper at 152 didn't. And Benj coming out of that number three hole is all the way on to the finals here. No score in the first period between Barlean and Watts. And so we'll go to Watts taking bottom to start the second period in a scoreless match. Still not much going on over here in this Johnson and Benj match. I kind of thought Jake Johnson would be real aggressive here. And Benj kind of, you get these middleweights, he's a little taller, a little lankier, it looks like, than what Jake is. And he's having trouble getting in on the shot that he wants.
Yeah, Benj is doing a good job of fighting off the shots of Johnson. You know, remains to be seen here with 40 seconds left in the second, what takes place. But, you know, he may have seen something, too, that he's not too comfortable with some of his shots on Benj, because I know Benj caught Ferentz and stuck him in the second.
Well, you take a look at this, and I think you see the case where Johnson is more aggressive, and Benj has been a much more defensive wrestler. But here in the last couple of moves, Benj has actually tried to take the shot. They circle, they shoot, they come apart. They reset in the middle, kind of go with an arm drag there, but doesn't work for Benj. We're down to 10 seconds to go in the period. 3-1, Johnson in the 152-pound final here at the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament. Doug Duda along with Mike Fleshman and our producer-engineer Grant Sparks back at the studio. The period will come to an end, and the only scoring was Johnson's escape. So Johnson of Adams Central, a 3-1 lead over Benj of Gibbon, and Benj will get the choice in the third and, of course, take bottom.
Yeah, Watts gets an escape over here for Wood River in the consolation match with about 45 seconds left. So he's up 1-0 in the 152-pound third-place match. Now Watts got a chancery position hooked up, trying to get Barlean turned, but nothing doing. You're out of bounds.
Back to the championship, 15 seconds into the third period. Ben's trying to rip the arms off to try and get escape, but now he's in trouble. He circles and is almost going to be put on his back here by Jake Johnson, and now gets back to his hips and goes to his belly at the edge of the mat. Johnson trying to pull him back in here. But it looks like they're going to come out of bounds here in a second and have to reset. 3-1. It was a very quick takedown in the first period by Johnson. Benj got the escape, but that's been about it.
And now over here on the third-place match, Watts, from their feet, Watts gets a lateral drop on Barlean to go up 3-0. It was a good thing it was the end of the period because he was on his back close to the edge of the match. Would have scored at least near-fall points, but and possibly a pin.
So Watts trying to beat Barlean for the second time today here in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. We've got a stoppage here in the 152-pound final.
Must have some blood on the mat to get the
looks like
wonder
that
wipers out there.
Always got to have the youngsters out there to get them started, getting the job done. Trying to work an arm bar here is going to be Watts for Wood River.
got an arm bar working it up across the middle of the back, trying to turn Barlane, a potentially dangerous call. It was a good call, getting Barlane fighting it off and not wanting to go, and Watts wanting to force the issue a little bit. No sense in getting somebody hurt.
Again, so far today, all the number one seeds have won. Christian Nielsen, Christian Berry, Anthony Pacheco, Garrett Lambrick, Adam Joseph, Alex Stepanek, Scott Madsen, and Matt Klingensmith. And now, after they get the mat cleaned up here, Jake Johnson of Adams Central, the number one seed, has a 3-1 lead over Cody Benj of Gibbon. And now make it 3-2 as Benj, off the whistle, is able to circle and get the escape. So a minute to go on the match. And could we see our first upset of these championships? Benj, though, has really not been on a good shot the entire match,
no,
Mike.
He seems to be more of a defensive wrestler. I haven't seen him, so I really can't tell. But, you know, wants to score off the opponent's shot. So we'll see with 45 seconds. He's going to have to step it up, you know, force the issue a little bit if he wants to get it. Now, there's an attempt at a double leg, fought off nicely by Johnson.
Barlane got an escape over here in the third period in the consolation match, but Watts is still up 3-1. Watts goes for a throw, but Barlane is able to hang in there. Back to the championship. They're going to come off the mat. So 3-2, and Benj is going to have to get a takedown. I'll tell you one thing, we haven't seen hardly any. I don't know if I've seen a stall warning yet today.
No, I don't know that we have either, unless that, you know, we missed the one-point call over here, whether it was when the wrestler was on the bottom and he got penalized a point. I don't know what it was, but that would be the only thing that it may have been.
Time
10 seconds
down
left here, and Benj is going to try a lateral drop. Misses on Johnson, tries another lateral drop, and Johnson counters it and gets a takedown with 3 seconds left.
Well, you kind of saw that coming. Johnson had not allowed Benj in on anything. Benj had to take a chance, and I'll tell you what, though, he wrestled real well against Jake Johnson. There wasn't a lot of fireworks in that one, but Johnson wins it by a score of 5-2, and Adams Central picks up their third champion so far today. Well, let's take a break. We'll head to the 160-pound final between Augustine of Ord and Olson of Adams Central right after this timeout. Doug Duda and Mike Fleshman back at Adams Central High School. The Lou Platt Conference Championships underway here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM. Kearney, St. Paul, and Wood River. The 160-pound final is underway, and Blake Augustine has a takedown now for Ward. The number one seed, he's 20-3, ranked 3rd and 5th in the HuskerMat.com and the coaches' rankings. Isaac Olson of Adams Central, I have him at 24-5. He's already wrestled 29 matches, so when he gets beat, he ends up getting a lot of consolation matches. But Isaac is 24-5 on the season. Of course, they've been in a couple dual tournaments as well. Or not so much, and that's why he's maybe picked up a few more matches here. But Augustine with a 2-0 lead a minute into the first period. And in the consolation at 160 pounds, Nick Lee of Donovan Trumbull and Ethan Shambach of Ravenna. And Shambach is going to get the takedown here in the first period. And as time expires, he'll be up 2-0 as they head to the second period in the consolation.
With that, the Watts win for Wood River at 152, I believe it was 3-1. I'm not positive on that. But with the Watts win, that puts the second-place trophy, and if there is a second-place trophy, but the second place is Wood River's to keep now. Unless now, the one thing around that would be somebody gets tossed out for unsportsmanlike conduct and loses all of his points, but that typically doesn't happen in these
days. That only happens in Class A wrestling, Mike.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Those darn minis up there anyway.
Mike Fleshman, along with myself, Doug Duda, our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks. And we are back to wrestling action here as the first period in the 160-pound championship comes to an end. Blake Augustine of Ord, 2-0 lead over Isaac Olson of Adams Central. Took him down about 30 seconds in, and really Olson just kind of came to his backside, sat down, and Augustine couldn't turn him. He almost had him turn, but they came out of bounds in the last minute there of the period. Nothing really went on, and Olson will choose bottom here to start the second period. In the consolation, we've got a 2-2 now here as a reversal for Nick Lee makes it 2-2.
Olson off the bottom gets a nice stand-up and gets an escape on Augustine, the fourth-place state medalist from last year at 152.
So Augustine, big win for him last year to get into that medal round and get a championship coming back through on Saturday. And for Blake, of course, he was a conference champion here last year, winning the 152-pound final over Nick Linusky of Adams Central. That was one of the better matches, one of the more anticipated matches last year here at the conference tournament. And I think that might be it for our returning conference champions. So all the big boys graduated. Now a takedown by Augustine makes it 4-1.
Augustine with a nice fireman's carry. Let the arm slip a little bit on that fireman's carry. You know, that's one thing you tell wrestlers is to keep that arm and get score back points. Now, with that takedown, Olsen just lays on the mat a little bit and gets himself warned for stalling. So, you know, takedown, get taken down, and then you're trying to recoup yourself a little bit and end up getting a stall warning on you. So that's double whammy for Olsen.
Well, Shambach has just taken it to Nick Lee of Donovan Trumbull, a couple of near falls, and he is up 11-2 here after the second period. So he puts up 9 points here in this period, and an 11-2 lead for Ethan Shambaugh, preventing the 160 consolation over Nick Lee of Donovan Trumbull, up 11-2 there for the Blue Jays. Ravenna, a team that for years was right in the race. Right now their numbers are down a little bit. You take a look at where we're going. St. Paul's on their way up.
Yep.
Adams Central's always been there. But I'd have to say they're on their way up, even though they've always been there. Wood River, they're maintaining. We'll see what happens when they get these injured kids back. Orne seem to be going down, and then the last 2 weeks they seem to be going up, so it's hard to tell. They've got a couple of kids that are going to score on points a lot. And then Donovan Trumbull's coming up, Gibbon maybe down a little bit, Loop City down a little bit, and Centura just only 4 kids here today.
That's not good there, but over here now, you know, Lee's got Schaumbach in a little bit of a headlock and possibly some trouble, depending on how things work out. Got a minute and a half left. You know, Lee being down 11-2, this would be a pretty big deal if he ends up getting his headlock and turning Schaumbach.
Probably should try the Splatel.
Not from this position, sorry.
We hadn't said that yet on the air today, so
Schaumbach did exactly what he wanted. What he should have done there. Kid had him in a headlock, got the legs tied up so he couldn't get the hips away, and then got his hips close and got underneath and did a little hip roll and turned over and got the reversal.
Well, after Olsen got the escape and Augustine got the takedown, they ride out, and it goes to the third period. Augustine chooses down, and 3 seconds he comes to his feet. So Blake now up 5-1 in the 160-pound championship over Isaac Olsen of Adams Central, one of the 8 finalists today for the Patriots here on their home mat. Augustine looks like he's got a takedown, but they're going to say that he came off the mat.
The official called it originally, and then looked down at the toes, and they did get out of bounds before the takedown occurred. So that's something you don't see generally a lot of is an official taking back a call. But that was a good call by the official, waving off the takedown.
Well, we've got Mr. Kerwin, we've got Mr. Brill, and we've got Mr. Faber doing the refereeing here today at the 2010 Lou Platt Conference Championships. They've hardly been yelled at all today.
We probably haven't heard it.
From the other side of the gym right now, Augustine will get credit for the takedown. They'll come off the mat, but he will get the takedown, and Blake is up by a count of 7-1 with a minute 18 to go in the 160-pound final. And we're all done over here at the consolation as Ethan Shambaugh of Ravenna is going to pick up the win. So Shambaugh of Ravenna picks up the consolation 14-2,
yep.
I think is what we're going to write down.
That's a major decision, and you know, I'm sure Coach Reichs would have liked to see another couple 3 points and make it a technical fall, but that's okay.
Well, Augustine really is controlling this match over here at 160 pounds. He hasn't been able to find a way to put Olsen on his back yet, but he has really controlled the entire match. Olsen has one escape, but it's 7-1 Augustine with a minute to go in the third period. The consolation mat will move on to 171 pounds. Neil Boston of Adams Central, David Prohl of St. Paul. This is the only bracket that had enough guys in it that they had to send it out to a 16-man bracket. It was pretty full.
Yeah, had an extra one in there, so have to put it on a 16 rather than wrestle what we call a bunny bracket, and then the losers out of the tournament. They put it on a 16-man bracket and make it a 2 true double elimination tournament.
So 9. It was the only one that had more than 8 wrestlers in it today out of the 10-team Lou Platte Conference. Augustine continues to work, but now he's in a position where he doesn't really want to make a mistake either, up 7-1 with 20 seconds left.
There again, it doesn't look like Coach Trampy's yelling for it, but you know, dual meet, you may see a little bit of different activity going on here with the 7-1 lead. He may be looking for two more points to get that major decision.
But the time will run down, and Blake Augustine will repeat as a conference champion of the Chanticleers. Keep their string going of having at least one champion here in the Loup Platte Conference Tournament, I think, since they joined the conference. So Blake Augustine will be the lone champion for Ord today. Seth Spiedra, a runner-up at 103 pounds. So, again, we have made it through 10 weight classes, and all of the number one seeds have won so far, Mike, and that is highly unusual.
Yeah, you usually see a number two or, you know, sometimes a three come through and get a win, but so far it's going to book.
171-pound consolation match. We had no score in the first period, but we do have a reversal here by David Prohl of St. Paul to start the second period, so he's up 2-0 over Boston of Adams Central. The 171-pound final now, Jonathan Martin of Wood River, ranked fifth in the state at 20-6 against Justin Kapersky of Ravenna, and Kapersky 15-3. Two of those losses have come to Martin.
And, you know, and that's one of those deals that the more you wrestle, the more familiar they become with each other. So we'll see if Kapersky's closed that gap any.
Well, Wood River and Ravenna had some classic matchups when they were battling for the conference title 5-6 years ago. And now Wood River has surpassed them a little bit. And they will battle here in this 171-pound championship, the third meeting of the year between the two. A little flurry of activity with the reversal and reversal over here in the consolation, but it's still a 4-2 lead for David Prohl of St. Paul over Boston of Adams Central.
Prohl now working a far side half, trying to turn Boston, and Boston gets turned away from it, turns his hip down, and fights that one off nicely.
171-pound final, no score in the first minute between Martin of Wood River and Kapersky of Ravenna, as they, again, look like they want to go for the arms and work the upper body here. Haven't seen a real good shot yet in the first minute.
A lot of hand fighting. There was a reach in there by Kapersky, but nothing real serious as far as a shot.
Well, let's take a break here. You're listening to the Loup Platte Conference Wrestling Tournament from Adams Central High School. We'll be back with more live coverage in 1 minute. Doug Duna along with Kearney assistant coach Mike Fleshman from the Loup Platte Conference Wrestling Championships here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM. Kearney, Ord, and Ravenna. Glad you're along with us here today as we go to our championship match. Scoreless through the first period between Martin of Wood River and Kapersky of Ravenna. But as we come back to action here, we are close to seeing an escape to start the second period. Hasn't happened yet.
Kapersky had Martin in a front headlock, and Martin finally broke the hold loose and got the 1 point escape. Over here on the consolation match, right at the end of that second period, Prohl got 3 point near fall to go up 7-2 on Boston at Adams Central.
So David Prohl in command there of the 171-pound consolation match, but it looks like everything has been settled as far as the team race. Adams Central is going to finish first, Wood River second, and St. Paul is going to finish in third. We come back over to the 171-pound championship. Off the mat they go. It's 1-0. Jonathan Martin of Wood River leading Justin Kapersky of Ravenna. It's their third meeting of the year. And as Mike said before we went to the break, usually that means a little more familiar. But here, Martin in on his shot, and he's going to get the takedown.
And he's got the legs in and a power half, turned him over on his back. Got Kapersky in a little bit of trouble. Not real tight right now, and they're at the edge of the mat, so it'll be tough to get a fall right here. Oh, he's down.
Yeah, there's the stick on the edge of the mat, and a conference championship for Jonathan Martin as he will win it by the pin in 2 minutes and 13 seconds. That's just our third pin so far today of the finals, and Martin will go to 21-6 and get his third win of the year over Kapersky, and you can see why Justin didn't want to mix it up too much in the first period. As soon as they did mix it up a little bit, he was not in good shape.
Martin took over the match and got the stick. That was a good match.
So Wood River has their third champion of the day, Christian Nielsen, Garrett Lambrecht, and now Jonathan Martin. And they still have Robertson left to go. And over here in the consolation match, it looks like it's going to be all over in a 12-3 win for David Prohl of St. Paul. He actually got three more near fall points as time expired over Boston of Adams Central. So now it's on to the 189 pounds, and we will have a consolation match between Logan Klein of Adams Central and Jack Gangwish of Wood River. And also a championship match at 189, John Mucco of Ravenna. He's 22-2, but not rated. And Jake Merrill of Donovan Trumbull. So they get ready to go in the championship here at 189. When we get done, we're going to recap all of the matches, first through fourth. We'll have all of the team scores for you, all of the individual placings. And, of course, we'll talk about maybe the one or two performances that stood out here today. Maybe who the most outstanding wrestler was coming through the meet today. And there were a couple of good ones. I know 119 was stacked with pretty good wrestlers today. Two champions went at it from last year. Pacheco beat Starkey. Kearney Catholic over St. Paul in overtime, 6-4. We've got a takedown here for Jack Gangwish of Wood River in the consolation for an early 2-0 lead over Klein of Adams Central. And we're 30 seconds into the championship between Merrill of Donovan Trumbull and Mucco of Ravenna. No score.
Just got an update from the Top of the Rockies tournament. Grand Island has 8 medalists, three in the finals. Andrew Reedy, Alan Taylor, and Nate Westerby are in the finals of that Top of the Rockies tournament. Haven't seen a team score update as of yet, but that's where they stand going into the finals.
Well, they look like they're in pretty good shape. Then they had a 28-point lead a little bit earlier this afternoon and had 6 in the semis, 3 get in the finals, and so Grand Island being tested for the second time this year going outstate. We start the second period here between Gangwish of Wood River and Klein of Adams Central, and Klein will choose bottom. Gangwish is up 2-0 after a first period takedown. We have a minute into our championship between Merrill of Donovan Trumbull and Mucco of Ravenna, and still no score.
Mucco, he was in good shape there on a Merrill had a wizard in on Mucco and looked like he was going to shag arm out, but it went out of bounds and no score. So 50 seconds left, 0-0 in the first period.
And we want to thank our many fine sponsors for helping us bring you the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament here in 2010, including Agricultural Services, the Danish Baker, Cargill Ag Horizon, Grimm's Health Mart, the Ord Veterinary Clinic, R&T Storage, Joe's Market, the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, and Wheat Just Seed.
There's a takedown over here by Mucco, and he's got Merrill in trouble on the edge of the mat, scoring back points. But now Merrill rolls through and just about puts Mucco on his back.
Didn't get the reversal. Will he get a one-point escape as they come off the mat? I don't think he's going to give him the escape.
I don't think so. I think he said that Mucco still had control as they went off the mat.
Gangwish for Wood River gets an escape and a takedown. He's got a 5-0 lead over Logan Klein of Adams Central. 40 seconds to go in the second period, but the near fall there for Mucco. He's up 5-0. 10 seconds to go in the first period in the 189-pound final. And it looks like the time will run out here. Even though he goes for a little ankle pick, they're going to run out of time. 5-0 as he takes the lead here. Mucco, the number one seed. Again, we're 11-for-11 on the number one seeds. It's going to get real interesting at heavyweight, though, where Robertson is actually rated, and he is the number two seed because of the injury he sustained at Gibbon last week. He got beat by the kid from Ord. That was part of the injury, and then Thompson of St. Paul was able to get the job done and beat the kid from Ord in the finals.
And over here, Gangwish from Wood River had a double chicken wing on Klein from Adams Central, figure forward the head, was turning in. Looked like he might get the stick, but ran out of time. Does get a three-point near fall up 8-0. Start of the third with Klein of Adams Central going to take bottom.
So Gangwish in good shape there for the Eagles. Back over to the championship match. Mucco is going to take bottom to begin the second period. He's up 5-0 over Jake Merrill of Donovan Trumbull. The Cardinals getting two kids in the finals today. C.J. Cosgrove finishing second to second-ranked Matt Klingensmith at 145 pounds. And here's the escape for Mucco. He's now up 6-0 with a minute 40 to go in the second period.
Just a nice little stand-up and cut back up by Mucco to get the escape on Merrill. Nice snap-down double-leg take. That was a gorgeous double-leg takedown by Mucco.
Well, he is the man on this Ravenna wrestling team this year, and now trying to work the combination, get him twisted. Oh, there he does. He gets him on his back, and he's got him in trouble. That didn't take long. There's
wow.
The stick. 245, John Mucco of Ravenna with the pin over Jake Merrill of Donovan Trumbull. We've seen that two or three times today, Mike, where the number two seed or the non-number one seed, I guess we should say, stuck in there for quite a while, and bam, 10 seconds, it's over. A one move right to the back, and we've seen a lot of second period pins here today.
Yeah, and that was a nice job. Like, again, Mucco set that up with that double leg takedown and took him to the mat. Hooked up the near side arm, basically just walked it over the head, and as Merrill tried to roll through, Mukko caught him and pinned him.
Jack Gangwish of Wood River still up 8-0 in the third period over Clyde of Adams Central with 40 seconds to go in the match. Seth Meadows of Donovan Trumbull is now taking on Jordan Barg of Wood River in the 2:15 consolation, and Meadows gets thrown to his back almost immediately here.
Shot in nice on Barg. It looked like he might get the takedown, but that Barg had a nice counter and just about put Meadows on his back. Neither of them scored back points, but Barg scores a takedown.
We'll take a break and be back with more. We've still got the 215 and 285-pound championships. Stay with us here on KKPR. Back here at Adams Central, thanks to our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, who's dominating back at the studio today. I'm Doug Duda, along with Mike Fleshman, as we head into the home stretch of the 2010 Blue Platte Conference Wrestling Championships. Want to remind you, we have our typical wrestling coverage continuing, and from what I've been told, folks seem to enjoy that. So we are going to be bringing you the D3 District Meet coming up on February the 13th, and then on February the 14th, it is our annual Power 99 Wrestling Rally, Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. We'll work that into the afternoon so that you can get all the Valentine's and Sunday stuff done in the morning and the evening. But that's where we talk to area coaches and state qualifying wrestlers, and we've done it for 12 or 13 years now, and that's going on Sunday the 15th. And then the most comprehensive coverage of the state wrestling meet of anybody in central Nebraska will be right here on KKPR coming up in Omaha, and Mike will be rejoining me there among a cast of characters for our coverage. We will bring you all of the matches live from the state semifinals that Friday night. We'll have updates throughout the day, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday as well. Back here at the Blue Platte Conference meet, we've got a consolation match going on the one mat. We have a final at 189, an 8-2 win for Jack Gangwish of Wood River, and now at 215, after leading 5-2, Jordan Barg of Wood River's in trouble. He's been put on his back by Seth Meadows of Donovan Trumbull.
That's the second time Meadows hooked up a headlock on him and got him in trouble. So didn't score anything, just scored a takedown or a reversal out of it the first time. Now got him on the edge of the mat, only 15 seconds left. They do slide out of bounds, so just get a three-point near fall out of it, but ties up the match.
At the 215-pound championship, Jake Meyer of Adams Central and Matt Costello of St. Paul are doing battle, and your score is 4-2 in favor of Costello. We've got a takedown and a couple of reversals here in the first minute of the period, and so 4-2, St. Paul, Matt Costello with the lead as we head into the second period. He will have the lead, and right now, 12-12, the number one seed has been so far today.
You know, you've got over here, there. Goodness sake, that's wild. I'm sorry. Wild one over here. Meadows from Donovan Trumbull again was down 5-0. Got a reversal and near fall to go tie it up 5-5, and they got another three-point near fall at the end of the second period to go up 8-5.
So Seth Meadows of Donovan Trumbull leading Jordan Barg of Wood River 8-5 going to the third, and Meadows will choose bottom in the third. Back over to the consolation match. Starting the second or the championship, Matt Costello chose bottom, gets a reversal to go up 6-2 over Jake Meyer of Adams Central. With a minute 30 to go, second period.
That's right now Costello working an armbar on Meyer, and you know, up 6-2. This might be your upset.
Yeah, this is the first time that maybe the number one seed doesn't come all the way through and win the matchup, but. Jake at 16-5 is the number one seed. You really didn't have a clear big-time record or a rated wrestler. Neither one of these wrestlers are rated.
And there's Meyer with a nice escape and a takedown right at the edge of the mat to bring it to 6-5 with 55 seconds left in the second.
Meyer has beaten Costello earlier this year. Back over to the consolation, Seth Meadows of Donovan Trumbull gets an escape, so he's got a 9-5 lead over Barg of Wood River with a minute to go in the match. Both up as they circle towards the outside. Also both up here in the championship match as an escape for Matt Costello makes it 7-5. But now, I thought we were going to get a takedown, and rolling through is Costello. Meyer with the throw, and now Costello rolls through and takes him to his back on the edge of the mat. He's got close to a pin here with 30 seconds to go in the period.
Meyer with a nice he's taking it down, and there it is, the call with 29 seconds left. Costello.
3:31, Matt Costello becomes the first non-number one seed to win a match here in the championship as Meyer gets upset in 3:31. And over at the consolation, another pin. Seth Meadows able to get the job done in 4 minutes and 32 seconds. So a pair of pins here almost simultaneously at 2:15.
Meyer from Adam Central did a great job. He figured out he could take Costello down with a double leg, and he took him down once, let him loose. Had another double leg takedown going, but Costello did a nice job getting his hips through and rolling on top of Meyer, put him on his back and got the stick.
We'll have some coaches' interviews and all the results coming up, but right now the final match is 285, the heavyweights, consolation, Chad Hartman of Gibbon and Jared Visick of Orne. And Vishik Award and Hartman of Gibbon getting after it. And in the 285 championship, I'm looking forward to this one. Blake Thompson of St. Paul, Aaron Robertson of Wood River, and right off the whistle, they're after it. And as you look at these 285ers as well, Mike, in the
they're
championship.
Not classic 285ers.
No, I would have to say they don't weigh 285.
But that, you know, it's not your old time big guy. Match. It's, you know, you're seeing more of the leaner, heavier guys now.
And on a single there is going to be Robertson of Wood River. We've already had some good flurries, but kind of being out here and laying out is going to be Thompson to counter. They're going to come off the mesh. But heavyweights with a lot of action already here in the first 40 seconds.
Yeah, they're moving well, especially for heavyweights.
Stay with us here as we've got all the results coming up. Consolation match, not much going on between Hartman and Visick here in the first period. Back to the championship match. Thompson of St. Paul, 20-6. Robertson of Wood River, 23-3. He's ranked fourth and fifth in the HuskerMat.com and Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association rankings this week. Still no score as they come off the mat again. 54 seconds to go. We've had some classic heavyweight finals in the Lou Platt Conference over the years, and this should shape up to be another one. No score at the end of the first period between Visick and Hartman. Visick and Hartman over there come up scoreless in the first period, and Hartman will take bottom in the second period. Back to the championship. Each wrestler has taken a move. Each wrestler has taken a shot. Each wrestler looked like they might be in trouble off of a shot, but still no score.
Yeah, they're doing a good job both in shots and counters, and nobody's been able to get in and secure that takedown.
Scoreless with 30 seconds to go in the first period. They continue to come out of bounds, and for the fourth time, they'll go back to the center circle.
And Thompson working in, looking like he wants maybe some upper body stuff. You know, Robertson doesn't really want to mess with that. So it's kind of an interesting matchup here. Just as I said that, Robertson hits him with a lateral drop. So maybe he does want him to in there on that upper body step.
But they do go out of bounds, so a reset. 18 seconds to go here in this first period. Thompson has had a very easy day here. He's wrestled a minute and 2 seconds in his first two matches, pin in 32, a pin in 30. Robertson was a little more tested in the semifinals, beating Hartman of Gibbon 7-2 after a first period pin this morning. And again, a takedown, but off the mat.
And there was a situation, a classic Robertson trying to throw a headlock, and Thompson locking up a body lock, and they went out of bounds with that hold.
Over in the consolation, Chad Hartman of Gibbon started the second period on bottom. He's got an escape, so he leads Jared Visick aboard by a score of 1-0 with 1 minute to go in the second period. And no score here in the championship at 285 pounds after the first period. So the ever-crucial flip, and it's going to go to Robertson, and he's going to take bottom to start the second period. So Thompson squares up on top here for St. Paul. And a caution on bottom there on Robertson for a quick start.
It was on Robertson. Official originally held up the red, which would have been Thompson, but it was Robertson with the false start.
So underway we are in the second period. Seems to be a little more fun when they were both on their feet in the first period here.
Thompson riding that two-on-one. He's working out to the front now. He might get Robertson turned at the edge of the mat. Did a nice job riding a two-on-one, broke Robertson down, and kept that two-on-one, trying to walk around the head to get him turned over. Didn't get it done, but it was looking like he might get a turn.
So off the mat, they'll reset over the consolation. Hartman of Gibbon has a takedown here with 30 seconds to go in the period, and he leads Visek of Ord 3-0, 15 seconds to go, second period. Coming off the mat a lot here in the heavyweights, and again, that's something you don't normally see unless they're pushing each other, and there's a big, big right on the border, 285. But Thompson and Robertson, they're in football shape right here.
Robertson wrestling well off the bottom, moving. Thompson doing a good job of countering. Now he's got an arm trap, Thompson does, and keeping him in the center of the mat. There's Robertson with a nice switch attempt, gets to his feet, just about had Thompson turn.
And he could have had the escape, Mike, but he was trying to take Thompson all the way to his back. He was trying for the big five-point move and ended up not getting the escape. Thompson was able to get back around, and no points exchanged in that flurry, so still scoreless with a minute to go in the second period.
And Thompson was close to getting Robertson caught on his back on that technique. But once again, no score, 50 seconds left in the second period.
And over in the consolation, it didn't take long at the start of the third period, 9 seconds in, and Chad Hartman of Gibbon is going to pick up the pin in 3:09. He was able to come right off the whistle and take Jared Visek aboard to his back. So we have the final match of the 2010 Lou Platte Conference meet currently going on, and it is scoreless with 30 seconds to go. Again, this is the first meeting of the year between these two. Last week they thought they would meet in Gibbon. Robertson got upset. Got hurt. He's still working on an injury here, but looks pretty good, actually, Mike.
Yeah,
you couldn't tell he's got one, could you?
Yeah, he's moving well. I don't know what the injury was. It's not really a concern at this point, but he certainly doesn't look like he's injured. There's Robertson with a switch attempt and does get a reversal with 4 seconds left in the second period. So that's good timing for that reversal. Go up 2-0 going into the third period.
So Aaron Robertson with the reversal. 2-0, and Thompson will get to take the choice here in the third period. And you'd have to think he's going to go bottom and try and do the same thing. But no,
neutral.
He's going to go neutral.
Interesting.
So he is banking that he can get a takedown but not get the escape, I guess, in his mind. You'd like to be able to think you could get that escape and then a takedown would give you the lead or a reversal would tie it.
Yep.
Now you've got to get a takedown because you're down 2-0. As we come to the second period, remember we wrestled the whole first period. There was some pretty good action, but there were no takedowns, although Thompson was close a couple times.
There was a situation there, the working upper body. Thompson with the double overs and Robertson with the body lock, and they went out of bounds.
You're listening to Lou Platte Conference Wrestling Tournament on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Loup City, and Gibbon. Classic Hits 98.9 on the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Doug Duda along with Mike Fleshman, our producer-engineer Grant Sparks. It's going to be about 2 hours of live coverage here today. As we didn't have a lot of pins, we've had a lot of matches go the distance here in the Lou Platte Finals today. Had a little headgear problem, so they have to get that fixed and we go back to action here. 2-0 in our heavyweight final. Aaron Robertson of Wood River got the late reversal in the second period, leading Blake Thompson of St. Paul. And we have a minute 30 to go in the match. Thompson elected to go neutral, both up to start the third period, and that's where we still are as they come off the mat.
And Thompson certainly being the aggressor here, pushing Robertson around a little bit. You know, might be looking for a stall call, but he's going to have to get something going here right directly. You only have a minute and 20 seconds left in the match.
It's not quite like the Jake Johnson-Cody Benj match, but eventually you're going to have to take that chance, and off the mat they come again.
And there was a little bit of a sloppy attempt at a throw by Thompson, and Robertson did a nice job countering it.
So off the mat and reset in the middle. A minute 10 to go here in the final. Still 2-0. Robertson of Wood River leading Thompson of St. Paul in our final match between these two pretty darn good heavyweights in the Lou Platte Conference. And now we've got a little action here.
Yeah, Robertson got a headlock on Thompson. Does get a takedown out of it. And he is getting back points out of it. So now we're going to be up at least 6, maybe 7-0.
And Thompson may not be able to get out of this.
Guys, he's getting – Robertson doing a nice job of getting turned to the mat. There's a fall. Oh.
There's the fall. A pin for Robertson of Wood River. And so he comes back and shows that he's the best of the Lou Platte Conference, at least today in 2010. A pin in 5 minutes and 23 seconds. And he is going to come away with the championship. So it took a while, The first 12 matches, the number one seed, a winner, but the last two, the number two seed, came away in Matt Costello of St. Paul and Aaron Robertson of Wood River. We'll have all the final numbers. We'll recap the medal winners. We'll recap the final results in the team race. We'll talk with the coaches, and we'll have it all coming up on the Klingon Smith Chiropractic Wrap-Up Show. Keep it here on KKPR. Back after this. And welcome back to Adams Central High School. Doug Duda with you here on Classic Hits 98.9. It's time for the Klingon Smith Chiropractic Wrap-Up Show. Years of specialized training means that your doctor of chiropractic can provide health care that focuses on total body wellness. So next time life bangs you around, see Klingon Smith Family Chiropractic, West 31st Street in Kearney. Best of luck to the wrestlers throughout the season from the staff of Klingon Smith Family Chiropractic. The final team scores are in, and Kearney Catholic finishes in fifth, and we're going to talk with more coaches. But right now, Matt Rogers joins us here on the wrap-up show. And, Coach, of fifth place today, 87 points. You're 7.5 back of Ord, who finished in fourth. You're 16 clear of Ravenna, who finished in sixth. You're without one of your guns here today. Overall, how do you think the team competed here in the conference tournament?
Yeah, we had some good spots and some spots where we could have done a little better. I kind of figured, I think, 80 or 90 points today, and that's kind of what we came up with. Zach Keating looked pretty good for us. He wrestled that Barry kid from Adams Central pretty tough. So overall, not too bad. We still got to get those young guys sharpened up a little bit, though. We need them to step up.
Anthony Pacheco and Scott Matson both came in undefeated, and they get out of here undefeated as conference champions, but both kind of had to do it a different route. To Pacheco, maybe a little bit tougher route to get to the championship.
Yeah, Anthony, he needed a test, and he got one today. Pulled it out in the overtime. I got to see probably the second half of that match, and he, a couple of things. I was a little disappointed to see him on the bottom, not be able to clear his hips at all. And then in overtime, he was just hanging in a tie situation with Starkey, is not where you want to be.
I noticed, Coach, both with I think it was with Pacheco and with Matson, a little some slide by.
To
what we used to call a cobra type position.
Yep.
Both guys working that real well.
Yeah, they are. They worked out a lot, and it's worked well for them just about against anybody that we've met. Anthony's situation there in overtime, after that first time, he's ear to ear, and that's not where you want to be with him, with Starkey especially. Second time there, right towards the end of overtime, he didn't let it get ear to ear. He's more in a collar tie and hit it, and Starkey will hang on that head a little bit, and that's perfect time to hit it.
Well, you do come away with three champions today, and as you said, Zach, not too bad going against the number two wrestler in Class B,
yeah.
Christian Berry. Anybody else that maybe had a pretty decent day today that wasn't expected to be in the finals anyway but wrestled okay for you?
Yeah, Trevor Sparks looked good there in his second match. He had a couple close matches. We're just trying to get him. He's just got to get a little shot defense in there. He's given up a couple easy takedowns. Jacob Dakey finally opened it up a little bit and scored for us. Overall, we're just trying to get better down, you know, in those other weight classes.
Well, Manto, what's next as you guys get ready for districts?
Well, we have a rescheduled quad here at Adams Central. We're going to go to Hastings three times in a week. We had this one, and then we have a quad with Adams Central. Central City is tough, and Minden. And then we come back to St. Cecilia on Saturday. So, and then that'll be a good one. Matt Klingon Smith will have he'll have a couple of tough kids, including Austin Wilson, who's the real deal. So,
well,
looking forward to getting all those guys a good test next week.
That should be good. You would assume that Wilson be the number one seed. So then Klingon Smith have a meet
he'll
two
probably
three.
Be yep. He'll probably be number two seed, and he'll have a couple tough matches that day for sure. And we should have Michael Rogers back for that one, too, so hopefully, you know, he can get back in there. He'll probably face that Tickle kid again from St. Cecilia. He's got his number right now, but just as long as he doesn't have it in February, I guess.
Hey, that's when it counts. And, you know, I know that was at the Kearney Catholic Dual Tournament, saw that match with Rogers and Tickle.
Uh-huh.
Very close match, you know.
Yep.
Some questions as to some calls made in there, but hey, they're close. And
yeah,
they
are close.
They haven't seen results since.
He's getting in on him on the legs, and he just got to finish those shots. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Well, Matt, it's always a pleasure. Congratulations on three conference champions today, and best of luck. We'll see you again around district time.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for the coverage, guys. Did a good job.
Thanks, buddy. Matt Rogers, wrestling coach at Kearney Catholic, joining us here on the Quinn & Smith Chiropractic Wrap-Up Show. We'll take a look at the final team standings, and we'll have more interviews. Stay with us. We'll be right back. And welcome back to high school wrestling coverage, the Lou Platt Conference Tournament here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Again, a big thank you to Athletic Director Jim Landwehr and all the fine sponsors as well, as we are here with the Kling & Smith Chiropractic Wrap-Up Show. Let's take a look at the final team results here in 2010, then we'll give you the individual results. In 10th place, Centura did not score today. As we said, they only had four kids here in the tournament. Ninth place went to Luke City with 6 points. In eighth place with 57 points was Gibbon. In seventh place with 65.5 points is Donovan Trumbull, and I believe that's the most points that Donovan Trumbull has scored here at the conference tournament. In sixth place for Ravenna, 71 points. Fifth place went to Kearney Catholic with 87. Fourth place goes to Ord with 94.5. Third place this afternoon, St. Paul with 146 points. The two-time defending champion Wood River Eagles finished second today with 169.5. You know what? It ended up being a lot closer at the top than we thought it would be. Wood River only loses today by 8.5 points in the final team score. That got close in a hurry. Adams Central wins it today with 178 points. And remember, earlier today, going into the consolation semifinals, Adams Central was up 153-100 over St. Paul. Wood River came back in the consolations and are really made some noise. But Wood River comes up just short today in the team race. While we wait to talk to the coaches, let's take one more break. All the individual results and the coaches are going to join us here on Classic Hits 98.9. You're listening to the Kling & Smith Chiropractic Wrap-Up Show on KKPR. We'll be back and talk with Coach Dave Harper and Darren Waddington of Adams Central and Wood River after this timeout. And welcome back to the Kling & Smith Chiropractic Wrap-Up Show here on KKPR at the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament. The champion today is Adams Central, but the runner-up is Wood River, and Coach Darren Waddington joins us. And we had a chance to talk to him earlier this week on the Doug and Daddy Show and had a couple articles. Everybody was following you because you guys were the two-time champions, and maybe we're expected to win it again today, but last week and in the last couple meets, really you've ran into some injuries. I've got to ask you, though, you only fall out of the first place by 8.5 points, where earlier today you were more than 55 points behind the leader going into the consolation semifinals. You had a couple upsets even in there today. Are you surprised that that you were as close to Adams Central today as you were?
You know, coming into the day, if you had told me that we were going to be that close, I probably would have said no. But after I saw how we were wrestling today and how we came through the wrestle back rounds and looking to see, you know, looking ahead who we had coming up, I knew we had a shot. Honestly, going into that final round, I thought maybe we'd actually pull it off. But, you know, Adams Central wrestled well. They just got a lot of bullets and a lot of good kids, and so I can't take anything away from them. You know, certainly we're banged up a little bit, but we did about what we could do today. I was pretty proud of the kids.
Do you end up actually bringing more out of today, momentum-wise, than what you thought you would?
I don't know if I'd say more, probably about what I would expect, because to be honest with you, last week was a pretty low point for us for what we're accustomed to seeing getting out of our kids and whatnot, and I expect that kind of performance, and I know both my assistants expect that, and we don't take anything less than that in practice or anywhere else. So, you know, anything less than what we got out of the day would have been a disappointment, honestly.
You end up with four champions, which I believe is the most of anybody here today, and it capped off with a pretty nice win by your heavyweight, who, when we talked to you earlier in the week, you weren't even sure he was going to be able to take the mat at all today.
Right, yeah. Like I said, last time we talked to the trainer, they were pretty certain he had torn meniscus. And that was a given. And on Monday, we had a different trainer that normally comes to our school come in and took a look at him. He was walking good, had good range of motion, just a little tender, and ran him through his tests. And he said, I don't really think he needs to go in. I think he strained an MCL. And he said, bike him for a couple days, see how it feels. So we did that, iced him, of course. And he come again Wednesday and said, put a brace on and go. So we got, you know, fortunately for him, he's a senior. Unfortunately for us, too, of course, but more so for him, he's not out, and that's a good thing for him.
when you've got a 103-pounder like you do in Christian. He was on the wrong end last year in the conference final, but, boy, there was no stopping him today. Came along with Garrett. They came out and really dominated their matches today in the finals.
Yeah, you know, both those kids, they wrestle a lot in the off season, and so it takes a lot to rattle them, particularly Christian. Christian is probably one of the most mentally tough kids I've ever had. And I hate to say this, and I don't want to take something away from him because we actually talked about this the other day. Last year, even coming into this year, and even some of the guys he works out with in the off season, the common comment about Christian is, you know, he's really not that athletic, but he's scrappy and he's strong. But the other day we were watching him in the room, and he was taking Lambrick and taking some of our heavier kids. He took our 189-pounder down, and I said, you know, I think it might be time to actually say maybe Christian's fairly good.
Well, you had four kids in the finals. They all won. You take home a runner-up trophy, and as you said, you still got your eye on the prize of bigger and better things in the next month.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I told the kids down there, you know, I feel like there was absolutely no shame in what we did here today. I was proud of the kids. They battled. They wrestled like we expect them to wrestle. I can only think of a couple of matches that I thought we should have won that we didn't get it done in. Otherwise, I thought we did what we could do. And, you know, we'll wait and see. Hopefully we'll get McTavish back in the mix. He's looking pretty darn good right now with his therapy. So it'll be really close. They said it was going to be touch and go whether he'd be back or not. So if he does, that certainly makes us a lot tougher. But, you know, we'll do what we can do with what we got.
Well, Coach, congratulations on a pretty good performance by all the kids today. And we will let you get out of here. We'll talk to you again around district.
Thanks for all the coverage. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Darren.
Sure
appreciate it.
So is the whole wrestling community.
Thanks, buddy. Darren Waddington joins us, the head wrestling coach at Wood River. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk with Dave Harper. He's the head coach of the champions of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament, Adams Central Patriots. They do it at home. We'll talk to him after this timeout. And welcome back to the Kling & Smith Chiropractic Wrap-Up Show from the 2010 Lou Platt Conference Tournament here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the web at kkpr.com. We're pleased to welcome to the microphone for the first time David Harper. He is the head coach, I guess, in waiting, interim head coach. I don't know what they tell you, but Dan Ledesky, of course, the longtime coach here. He's got some great assistants, and Dan, who may or may not be listening at, what is it, 2 in the morning over there in Iraq where he's at, and taking care of us as part of the reserves and deployed for a year and has to, of course, miss this season. But at least he was here last year with his son, and they have done so many great things. And Dave, I know he's going to be ecstatic as you guys are back on top of the podium here in the Lou Platt. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about coming into today with all the talk all week being about the injuries to Wood River and maybe opening it up. Everybody at the beginning or maybe a month ago thought, well, Wood River, it's Wood River, it's Wood River.
Yeah.
They're going to win it. But Adams Central is going to be there. St. Paul is going to be there. All of a sudden, Ord comes into the mix. What was the mindset of the team coming into today?
Well, I've been telling them all week that we're the team to beat here. I mean, it's at our place, and we've won it, you know, 7 of the last 9 years. And Wood River's got a great team. And I know they got a couple guys out, but even with that, I mean, we got a couple guys out. And even with that, I've been telling them all week that we're the team to beat. I mean, I tell them don't listen to the radio. Don't look at the Internet and see who they're talking about. Just focus on what we need to do.
And definitely don't read the Grand Island Independent, I'll
yeah.
tell you what. Now, Mark's standing here with us. To do it in front of the home fans, no matter what the sport, if you have a team that can accomplish a conference or a district or a state championship and you can do it in front of your hometown crowd, there's always got to be a spark there, and it seemed like they got a little of that today too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, and the kids, I mean, there's a lot. It's great to win it at home, but there's also a lot more pressure that comes along with it. I mean, they have all their friends and family here watching them, and in wrestling, you know, all eyes are on you when you're on that mat. So I think the kids handled the pressure really well, and they went out there and they fought.
Well, you've got a lot of kids that did some great things that are going to get the headlines, but how about this Tyler Joseph kid coming out of nowhere today?
Yeah, Tyler works hard. He's probably improved more since the beginning of the year than any kid I've ever seen. He was 5-15 coming in here, but he's only lost a couple matches since Christmas. I don't think he maybe won one match before Christmas, and then he's just his older brother Adam is the hardest worker in our wrestling room by far, and Tyler's kind of taken on some of that, and Adam's kind of taken him under his wing, and he's taken on a lot of his work ethic.
You've got three kids that came away as champions today. You mentioned Adam, Christian Berry at 112, and then Jake Johnson. Kind of give me a little highlight from each one of those matches, how you thought those kids did today.
Well, yeah, Adam was he was wrestling the kid from St. Paul that he wrestled last week, and he handled him pretty good last week. So I told him just not let him get to his head and just kind of go out there and do his thing and not have an agenda. And the kid didn't really open up and give him any opportunities, so he was getting frustrated, but he did a good job keeping calm and just kind of wrestling his match. And he's a kid, I mean, he was a state medalist last year, so he's used to wrestling in the spotlight and everything, and he's the leader of this team, so everybody's always looking at him. And then Jake Johnson wrestled a real tough kid from Gibbon, and he really wanted to do well. He didn't medal at this tournament last year. He medaled at every tournament but this one last year, so he was really looking forward to this, coming back and making a statement, and he wrestled really well in the finals against a really good Gibbon kid, and who we'll see again next week. So, and then Christian Berry's he's been amazing all year. He's one of those hard workers. I mean, him and Adam are in here every morning before school working, and they stay late after practice and work out together. And, of course, his dad, Jeff, is one of our assistants, and he really puts him to work when he gets home even, so there's really no rest for him, and it pays off for him in the end.
Adam Central coach Dave Harper is joining us here. We were talking with Coach Rogers. You had to reschedule. I think this is the third time you've tried to get this quad in this year.
Our quad next week, yeah. It's been rescheduled twice. So.
And Central City comes over. That's got to put a little gleam in the eye of the wrestler. So when you get to challenge the best, ranked number one in C.
Yeah, Central City is really tough. And, I mean, if we can hang with them next week, we'll be happy. And then, of course, if we beat them, it'd be amazing. But Jake Johnson, his only loss of the year was against Marish from Central City, so he's really looking forward to getting another shot at him. And then we had other kids that wrestled. Tyler Joseph wrestled. Another 25-pounder wrestled him really tough, and I think he's a ranked kid in Class C. So, I mean, there's going to be a lot of good matchups, and we're looking forward to getting another shot at him.
What would you say to Coach Linusky if he could hear this right now? Maybe he will be hearing it.
We brought it back home. I mean, I know me and him have been really disappointed the last 2 years. I mean, Wood River's come on and they've been tough, but especially last year, we thought we had a team that could bring it back, and we fell short. So, we did it.
Well, next time you talk to him, tell him hi from all of us, and we'll talk to you again around district and state time. Dave, thanks for the time, and congratulations.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Coach Dave Harper, they are the conference champions here on their home floor and their home mat at Adams Central High School. You're listening to the Klingon Smith's Chiropractic Wrap-Up Show of the 2010 Lou Platt Conference Tournament. When we come back, we'll give you all the results, first through fourth, tell you how the medalists did in case you missed any of it, and we'll do it after this timeout. And welcome back to the Klingon Smith Chiropractic Wrap-Up Show from the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament here on Classic Hits 98.9. In case you missed anything today, here's how it broke down in the 103-pound weight division. Consolation match. Riley Northrup of St. Paul takes third over Miguel Pedraza of Gibbon, 9-2. In the championship, Christian Nielsen of Wood River remains undefeated. A tech fall over Seth Smedra of Ord, 21-4. Nielsen now 25-0. At 112 pounds, consolation, Eli Van Meter of Gibbon wins by pin over Jordan Westcote of Wood River at 4:03. And Mike Fleshman's with me here. Mike, we actually saw quite a few good third and fourth place matches today, and I'm not trying to paint a picture that they were, you know, four kids here in any weight class that were rated or should be rated, but very equal competition in most of these third and fourth place matches today.
Yeah, that's where I was going to go, evenly matched. And, you know, that's a key thing. And that's one thing you'd like to see in these tournaments is good matches. You know, yeah, you see some blowouts here and there, but those third and fourth place matches all afternoon were were real good, real competitive matches. And, you know, swinging one way or the other, and really when it comes down to it, the whole tournament almost swung in those third, fourth place matches.
Yeah, Wood River got back into it, got second place. I mean, last week, Gibbon in by Ord, won it by a point and a half. Yeah, your kids are getting into the semifinals and the finals, but somebody could show up and go 1-2. Well, that one gets you enough points to win a whole meet. So every kid, when you get it that close, gets the job done. And that Van Meter West Coast match was back and forth and very close, and Van Meter wins it by a pin in 4:03. And in the championship, Christian Berry of Adams Central improves to 22-2 with a 13-2 major decision over Zach Keating of Kearney Catholic. at 119 pounds in the consolation. You had three kids that were in the finals last year. R.J. DeLeon of Wood River, a 2-1 decision over Dan Proskuchel of Ward. And Proskuchel hung with him the whole way. DeLeon was in the finals last year. And in the 119 championship, you had a matchup of last year's 103 and 112-pound champions. And Anthony Pacheco of Kearney Catholic, a 6-4 overtime win over Austin Starkey of St. Paul. At 125 pounds in the consolation, it was Storm Rathi Hoffman of Ravenna, a 12-4 major decision over Kyle Kruger of Donovan Trumbull. And in the final, Garrett Lambrecht of Wood River improved to 23-1, pinning Tyler Joseph of Adams Central in a time of 3:23. At 130 pounds, consolation, Jeff Both of Ord rallies for a 10-7 win over Heath Maurer of Donovan Trumbull. That was another good consolation match. And in the final, Adam Joseph of Adams Central, an 8-2 win over Derek Holt of St. Paul in a battle of rated wrestlers again here today. At 135 pounds in the consolation, A.J. Svitek of Wood River, he got upset in the semifinals today. He comes back with a pin of Justin Milia of Ord at 452, but Milia was right there with him until about the last 30 seconds and got thrown on his back. And in the championship, Alex Stepanek of St. Paul, a 14-4 major decision over Ryan Alexander of Adams Central. At 140 in the consolation, Tyler Rohn of St. Paul gets a 2-0 decision over Dusty Staub of Ord. And in the final, Scott Manson of Kearney Catholic remains unbeaten at 25-0, a pin over Cody Gillian of Adams Central, 2 minutes and 50 seconds. 145, consolation, Dustin Anchetta of Wood River, a 6-2 win over Travis Dahlke of Ord. And in the championship, Matt Klingensmith of Kearney Catholic over C.J. Cosgrove of Donovan Trumbull by a score of 9-3. And Cosgrove actually had a pretty good day here today, pulls the upset in the semis and hangs in there with Klingensmith after a big flurry right off the beginning of the match where Klingensmith went up by a score of 4-1, and he's able to wrestle him fairly even, although never really had much control of the match. Klingensmith controlled it, but he hung on in that 145-pound final. At 152, Andrew Watts of Wood River, a 3-1 decision over Derek Barleen of St. Paul. And in the championship, Jake Johnson of Adams Central, a late takedown to make a 5-2 victor over Cody Benj of Gibbon. 160 in the consolation, Ethan Shambach of Ravenna, a 14-2 major decision over Nick Lee of Donovan Trumbull. And in the finals, another conference championship for Blake Augustine of Ord, a 7-1 win over Isaac Olson of Adams Central. In the 171-pound consolation, it was David Prohl of St. Paul, a 12-3 major decision over Neil Boston of Adams Central. And in the finals, Jonathan Martin of Wood River, a pin in 3:13 over Justin Kapersky of Ravenna. At 189 in the consolation, Jack Gangwish of Wood River, an 8-2 win over Logan Klein of Adams Central. And in the final, John Muko of Ravenna, a pin in 2:45 over Jake Merrill of Donovan Trumbull. At 215 pounds in the consolation, Seth Meadows of Donovan Trumbull, down early, comes back to win by a pin, 4:32 over Jordan Barg of Wood River. And in the 215 final, Matt Costello of St. Paul became the first non-number one seed to win today by a pin in 3:31 over Jake Meyer. And again, Mike, not to make Jake feel bad about that, builds really evenly. That's kind of a coin flip in the seeding meeting this morning.
It sure was. That was a heck of a match here. And it went back and forth, you know, all afternoon. So as did the Barg Meadows match. You know, could have made the final score a little closer had Barg pulled that win off.
And finally, at heavyweight today, Chad Hartman of Gibbon, a winner by pin over Jared Visek of Ord, 4:09. And in the heavyweight championship, a battle that we were waiting for, Aaron Robertson of Wood River with a pin of Blake Thompson of St. Paul in 5 minutes and 23 seconds. And again, the final team totals today. Centura finishes in 10th, Loup City 9th, Gibbon 8th, Donovan Trumbull 7th, Ravenna 6th, Kearney Catholic was 5th with 87, Ord was 4th with 94.5, St. Paul was 3rd with 146, Wood River was 2nd with 169.5, and Adams Central wins it with 178 points. And we'll wrap things up here on the Klingensmith Chiropractic Wrap-Up Show from the Loup Lac Conference Wrestling Tournament after this timeout. And welcome back to the Klingensmith Chiropractic Wrap-Up Show here on Classic Hits 98.9. Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, and alongside today as well, of course, the legendary Red Rocker.
I don't know about legendary or not, but thank you.
Mike Fleshman joins us. And as we wrap things up here, Adams Central comes away with the win. And I guess most of the afternoon, Mike, we knew that this was in the bag, and it was in the bag. This was over. But when we got those final team results, we were shocked to see how much ground Wood River had made up. And I guess in the grand scheme of things, they had a couple of kids that were upset. They had McTavish that's out with an injury. But then you got Robertson coming through and getting the job done. So Wood River, all in all, was very close to somehow pulling this one out. And give Adams Central credit, they did enough early today. They didn't have the greatest final round. They had eight kids in the finals, went 3-5, but they got the job done.
Yeah, and that just goes to show, you know, you might get down in those first couple of rounds, maybe not push everybody into the finals that you think you may, but, you know, these tournaments from here all the way through the rest of the season, all parts of the season, they can be won in the wrestlebacks. And we've got to give Wood River credit. They wrestled hard in those wrestlebacks. Came back and got some wins in for third and some pins, and, you know, just about came back and won the whole tournament.
Well, and if you want to point to one match today, we talked about it with Coach Harper. Tyler Joseph getting into the finals, they won by 8.5 points. Tyler Joseph was supposed to get beat in the first match today. If that happens, Wood River might win this thing. In fact, he beat a Wood River wrestler, and that might be one of the big reasons. But I'll tell you what, whoever got beat came back through today, and there'll be another day to fight. But Adams Central gets the job done today. Kearney Catholic gets three champions today. Wood River gets four champions. Adams Central has three champions today. And St. Paul stays pretty strong there. They pick up two champions. They had a couple kids come through. They went 2-2 in the finals, and Ord has a champion in Blake Augustine, and Ravenna has a champion in John Mucco, who looked about as dominant as anybody today in the final.
Mucco looked really, really, really solid in that final match, and you know, that's a credit to him and his team, and, you know, spread them around, and I know that's what Coach Waddington was saying earlier in the week, that the points are going to be spread out, and that's what happens when you don't have an overly dominant team in the meet, you know, pushing 6, 7, 8 kids into the finals and getting lots of pins, then, you know, that opens it up for everybody else. An upset here or there, that, you know, Tyler Joseph coming back and you know, beating the second seed and then making the finals off over the third seed. That's huge. That's huge points where they thought they may have come in thinking he might not even score. You know,
yeah.
Coming out of the seventh seed, it's certainly plausible that he may not score. And then he comes in through the top bracket and scores a couple of wins. He's scoring at least, you know, 15 to 20 points for their team. So you take that out of there, or make it, you know, if he's not going to score 15 or 20, he may score 3 or 4. That 9-10 point swing there. There's Wood River right in the middle of things.
Well, another great meet here in 2010. The Lou Platte Wrestling Conference tournament is to bed. Now we're two weeks away, I guess, from bringing you the conference basketball tournament. 2 weeks from today, the championship games we played at Kearney Catholic. We'll have all of that along with the Fort Kearney Conference and another week coming up. And we want to thank all the fine folks here, all the coaches, for all their help getting us the information, helping us out throughout the week so that we can do our best in bringing you the coverage today of the 2010 Lou Platte Wrestling Conference, Lou Platte Conference Wrestling Tournament. To Jim Landwehr, the athletic director, and all the fine folks here, Bill Carlin, who is helping us out today as well, all the folks at Adams Central, and of course, not possible without the many sponsors out there. We want to say thanks to the many great sponsors that cover high school wrestling, and we'll be back with you. District time is our next scheduled to get together on February 13th, the D3 finals over at Amherst, the Power 99 Wrestling Rally coming up on the 14th, and then complete coverage of the state wrestling tournament and live coverage of all of the area wrestlers in the semifinals Friday night from the Quest Center in Omaha. So, Mike Fleshman joining me here for the first time at this particular event. As always, thanks for the great job, and can't wait to get together again.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. And as you said, thank you to the sponsors that sponsor these wrestling broadcasts. I know, as Coach Waddington said, that the wrestling community certainly appreciates the coverage and the World Wide Web. And hopefully Coach Lanowski will hear this over in Iraq. And congratulations again, Coach, and thank you for your service.
And again, don't forget, you can always find out more on wrestling throughout the state at HuskerMat.com. And Grand Island is setting in pretty good shape out at the top of the Rockies tournament with three kids in the finals, and they had a 33-point lead over the rest of the field.
Yeah, they're up by 33 over Roosevelt. Sorry, I don't know where they're out of, but they did push three wrestlers into the finals at 119. Andrew Reedy at 189, Alan Taylor, and at 215, Nate Westerby. Other medalists, Carlos Rodriguez is in for third place. Matt Rice is in for fifth place. Mike Boland is in for fifth place. Billy Leach and Coleman Westerby are in for medals, but as of the last update I saw, they didn't know whether it'd be third, fifth, third, or fourth, or in the fifth place match.
Well, that's going to wrap things up from here. You've been listening to the Klingensmith Chiropractic Clinic wrap-up show. Years of specialized training means that your doctor of chiropractic can provide health care that focuses on total body wellness. So next time life bangs you around, see Klingensmith Family Chiropractic, located on West 31st Street in Kearney. Best of luck to the wrestlers throughout the rest of the season from the staff of Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Again, your champions, Christian Nielsen, Wood River, Christian Berry, Adams Central, Anthony Pacheco, Kearney Catholic, Garrett Lambrick, Wood River, Adam Joseph, Adams Central, Alex Stefanik, St. Paul, Scott Mattson, Kearney Catholic, Matt Klingensmith, Kearney Catholic, Jake Johnson, Adams Central, Blake Augustine, Ord, Jonathan Martin, Wood River, John Mucco, Ravenna, Matt Costello, St. Paul, and Aaron Robertson of Wood River, and Adams Central edges Wood River by 8.5 points for the 2010 team title. This is Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us. Don't forget high school basketball right now on ESPN 1460. Kearney Catholic is hosting Gothenburg. Great basketball tonight in Grand Island as Central Catholic is taking on Adams Central tonight, and St. Cecilia taking on Aquinas on ESPN 1550. And you can hear the Central Catholic Adams Central matchups on 1230 KHAS. NFL football tomorrow. We'll see who gets to the Super Bowl. You can hear that on ESPN Radio as well. Doug Duda saying again, thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend, everyone.
This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.